This is Rover's Morning Glory. Rover.
Oh, get on that ugly broad.
Doogie.
I had breast reduction.
Peter.
That's all we get is bad chicks, bro.
Charlie.
The poop orgy at your house.
And Jeffrey. Streaming on RoverRadio.com. Rover's Morning Glory starts now.
What's happening? It is Thursday, May 10th, 2018. Good morning. It's Rover's Morning Glory. I'm Rover. Dieter is here.
Yo!
Charlie is here.
Hi!
Nads is here.
Oh, man.
Turn your mic on.
Nads is screwing up. Sorry about this,
everybody.
He doesn't have it in program one.
Oh, boy.
Very simple fix.
How long has he been in radio, Charlie? You think?
He's looking at Charlie like, what do you want me to do?
3 years. Actually, three years. of a couple days ago.
Yeah. 3 year anniversary. All right. Good morning, Nads.
Good morning.
Let's see. Who else is around? What? Snitz? I don't know if Snitz is here today or not.
Snitz came in, and I think he started the RMG TV Best Of and then went home to rest before his operation.
Yeah, he has this big cancer surgery today, and I don't know if you consider that a surgery or not, but he has a procedure going on today, and I don't think Doogie is there today, is that right?
Doogie's not here because she's going to a funeral, and Jeffrey's at the fence company, so it's just the boys today.
Well, I asked the boys.
I asked Jeffrey, I go, could you come in? We're kind of shorthanded. He goes, not a problem, Dieter, not a problem. I will be there.
He did?
I'll tell work. Yeah, I go, oh, great, that'll really help us out today. No.
He really said yeah?
I swear to God. He goes, not a problem. He goes, I know you guys are going to be shorthanded. I go, listen, Doogie's out, Snitzer's out, Rover's in New York. He goes, I gotcha. And then no show.
No,
and
not
then,
at all.
Then no show. Nope. All right. Well, we'll have to, believe it or not, we'll have to try to make do without our friend Jeffrey LaRocque today. I am in New York City. I'll be back home tomorrow morning for the show. But in the meantime, I am in our little closet studio here in New York City. You can reach us, 866-YO-ROVER, 866-967-6837. You can also text us at that number. That comes into the studio in real time. You can tweet us. Just put @RoverRadio in your tweet. That also comes into the studio in real time. But the best way to get a hold of us is to give us a call, 866-YO-ROVER. I know Nance hasn't figured out program one yet, but he does, to the best of our knowledge, know how to answer the telephone and say, Rover's Morning Glory, hold, please. Mm-hmm. So give us a call, 866-YO-ROVER. We'll get to your email here in just a moment. Doogie is at the funeral, like you said, today, which is a sad thing. Her brother passed away. And I think she's going, I believe I got an email from her saying that she's going to be, no, maybe she's out, she's got to be out tomorrow, too, right?
Yeah, she said half of the things they're doing are tomorrow.
Yeah, like the actual funeral is going to be Friday. Today is like the wake and the viewing.
Yeah.
Are you going to go, Rover, or you decided not to?
Well, she said, I asked her about that after the show yesterday, and she said, most of the stuff is happening today, so I won't be back. And she said, tomorrow is just...
She made it seem like she wanted you to go.
Well...
But then never said, for sure, come. Like, it's on you, so that later next week she can say, I can't believe you didn't go.
You weren't there for me.
Yeah, exactly.
She said it would mean the world to her if you went.
Yeah, well, I asked, and she was like, no, don't worry. You're most of this stuff is happening Thursday, so you won't be there, and that's okay. And so we'll see. But you know how women are. They'll still hold a grudge no matter what. They'll tell you not to come. It's like if they're if your anniversary or their birthday or Christmas or Valentine's Day or whatever is coming up and they say, no, no, I don't get me anything. Don't waste our money on that. I don't need anything. I don't want anything. Just don't get me anything. And then if you actually don't get them anything.
Oh, they're furious. They're pissed off.
Yeah, you're in big trouble. Don't do that.
Remember when, was it Bob Eatman's funeral? You didn't invite her or something? She was very offended by that. I think it's very similar. I don't remember what the exact circumstances were, but it was obvious that she could come, but you didn't send out a personal invitation to Doogie to come.
Who sends out an invitation to a funeral like it's a party or something?
Well, she was really upset about it. I just remember, and I couldn't believe it because, of course, she would be allowed to go if she wanted to, but yeah. She just chose not to.
I think she was probably upset. She probably wanted me to pay for her.
I think that was part of it, yeah, for sure.
To go right, yeah. out there, right. You know, I did notice that Dieter said, I swear to God. Is that considered, Charlie, I'm looking for a ruling on this. Is that using the Lord's name in vain?
Two atheists are going to rule on this? Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm just saying. I mean, it sounds like that's using... Well, thy Lord's name in vain.
No, it's Rover. It's swearing, like you stub your toe.
But you also, and I asked that, I brought that up when you said that you never, ever say God recently, and you said you'd never say it for any reason.
Unless you're addressing him. I swear to God, I never do it.
Yeah,
I'm addressing to him. I pray to God. I swear to God. That's okay. If you're saying, oh, hot damn it, but the actual bad word, the G word, that is the Lord's name in vain. That's 9 years of Catholic school talking.
Uh-huh.
I know the rules.
So they swearing, I swear to God, is okay.
That's... You're addressing him. I swear to God. I pray to God. I believe in God.
I might have to rule on Dieter's side because when you go to court and everything, you do have to swear. I mean, you're basically swearing to God, right? You're swearing on a Bible.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. What about, oh my God?
Oh, yeah. Can you do that?
Yeah.
That's
I was
okay.
never. Yeah, because
no.
I say that all the time.
That's using the Lord's name.
Well, I had nuns and priests. They never said that was.
Well, they didn't?
A swearing, yeah.
Well, you went to a terrible church, terrible school. They didn't know
really relaxed
the Bible.
Rules.
Right, yeah.
You were a devil worshiper, Robert, your entire life. And I'm going to listen to your rules?
You know that it's supposed to be, oh my gosh, not oh my God.
No,
Dieter.
It doesn't matter. Robert, you're atheist. Why am I having this conversation with you?
You're only supposed to use his name when you're praying or you can't just
Where's
explain
that rule?
Oh my
that.
Gosh is just as bad as saying or, oh my God, is just as bad as stubbing your toe and saying God to me.
No, because you're like declaring, so like, oh my God, I can't believe this is happening. The other one's actually like anger. It's mad. Like, hot damn it. You know, the JC word.
Oh my God, it couldn't be used in anger?
No. I've never, Rover, I've never.
This is like his root beer that he gave up for Lent, his pop he gave up for Lent. It's another scam of religion.
Admit you're atheist. You'll never admit it.
What do you mean I'll never admit it?
Every time I bring this up, you won't say you're atheist, but you are. You're like, well, I kind of believe, or I'm not sure. You're atheist.
Well, I don't know. I have strong suspicions, let's put it that way.
Right.
And my strong suspicions are... there's no one up there in his chair, in his giant chair, looking down at us. That's my belief. You, I guess, have other beliefs where there's a guy in a giant, what is he, sitting in like a throne-like thing?
Yeah, he has a gray beard, Rover. He's got magical dust he puts on people.
Does he sit on a cloud?
Yeah, he's on a carpet. He flies around. I got it.
Like Aladdin.
Right.
Uh-huh. All right. Danielle writes, Rover... My husband, Matt, and I are longtime listeners and big fans of the show. We started listening in 2003, and we have been fans ever since. We are subscribed to RMG Plus, and the show is part of our daily life. He listens to the show while at work, and I listen with our three kids as I drive them to school. They are fans, too. Do you know where this is going, anyone?
No.
Today is his birthday. He turns 33. Could you please wish him a happy birthday? We've been together 17 years. This would be one of the best gifts I could give him. There you go. All right. You know, we love doing birthday shout-outs.
It's our favorite thing.
We need like a bell or a jingle or something. I remember when I was a little kid and I used to listen to the Top 40 station. They did have some sort of... sounder that they would hit. And it'd be like, hey, it's your birthday. It's your birthday. Happy birthday. Yeah.
I remember, I think they might do it on the Today Show. If you turn 100, the jelly company Smuckers, they just put your picture up. It'll just be like Gladys or Ebenezer or somebody, some old-ass dude sitting there, and they go, welcome to the Century Club or something, and it's just sponsored by Smuckers. But that's the only birthday shout-outs I know of.
Well, this guy turned 33, and he's been listening. I mean, he must have started listening to the show when he was 12 or something. Let's see here. Anthony writes, my condolences to Doogie and her family. I totally know how she's feeling. I lost my brother to cancer in 2011. He was 48. Doogie, God bless you. That is an approved use of the word God, by the way, too. John writes, hello, Rover, Jeffrey, and crew. I was wondering if Doogie would allow Gia to go to Doogie's funeral. Also, would Gia be allowed to bring Doogie's grandchildren? I was wondering if Doogie would allow Gia to go to Doogie's funeral. Oh, so if Doogie croaks, would her daughter be allowed to go?
That's a good question. If she died, like, this year, can she go?
I'd say she'd... Yeah, right?
But she'd say no.
Of course. Well,
Rover, you take over at that point,
I would
right?
be in charge. That's right. Yeah. I in Doogie's will, I get Gia, which is her last best hope for a normal life. And I would of course, take her to Doogie's funeral.
People were really passionate about Gia not going. It was almost strange how people thought this was so impactful on Gia's life.
And that she should go.
Yes, they were all in favor of her going, saying she needs to see this. Does she really?
I don't think so.
I remember the first funeral I went to when I was a kid. And it was an old guy that was a family friend. And it was the first dead body that I ever saw. That creeped me out, man. I have to be honest with you. It really was gross. And I didn't like it. So that's why I would say if she doesn't want Gia to go, she doesn't have to have Gia go because... It's just creepy.
Yeah, I don't
think
you get anything out of it either. I don't understand. Like, everybody keeps saying that you're going to get closure.
You're going to say goodbye.
But, I mean, that doesn't
say
goodbye.
The other thing
back.
Is, Doogie would talk about, oh, they're so close. Maybe they were, but, you know, it's not like her brother was coming out, you know, once a month or every weekend or anything like that. Now, that might have been a little bit different. So I don't know how many times she would have seen. Doogie's brother around holidays primarily, and maybe one other time during the year or something. So I think it's okay that Gia's not going. Let's see here. Hey, Charlie, you dumbass. We know you think you're ultra cool, but members-only jackets went to the wayside via the mullet and Jordache jeans.
Oh, this guy's really out of touch.
Stuff your macho man fashion sense down the same drain your porn stash headed. Charlie used to have this...
sweet-ass mustache.
Sort of
awesome.
Patchy, thin mustache.
That thing was a broom on my face. It was huge.
Uh-huh.
That thing was massive. It looked like a caterpillar crawled and died on my face. It looked cool.
He got rid of that finally, and this guy wants you to take your members-only jacket, put it in the same place.
Yeah, I mean, my girlfriend brought it up to me yesterday because she heard that nerd calling in making fun of me for wearing a members-only jacket. But they sell them at Nordstrom right now. I mean, they're back in. Mm-hmm. Nordstrom knows what's up, right?
High fashion.
That is high fashion. Yeah, Nordstrom knows what's up, and they sell them there. So I'm on the cutting edge right now.
Cat writes, Rover, did you sell your boat? Our dock neighbors went and picked up their new boat, and they met a lady that said she just bought your boat. She was very nice and excited to go out on the water. Yes, I did sell my boat a few weeks ago, so good luck to that lady. And I just never had time to go out on this boat. I think Doogie or someone asked, do you regret buying that boat? I don't regret buying a boat at all. It was fun. But... I just didn't have time to go out on this thing. And B2 and I were actually talking about it a couple of days ago on the flight from Miami to New York. And we were talking for some reason, talking about the boat. And I told her, I said, you know, we're just not boat people, you know?
You have to love just sitting at the dock. I mean, more than just being on the boat, you have to love, like, just sitting at the dock.
Talking to people.
Talking to people, washing your boat, mm-hmm. knowing about boat parts.
Having your shirt off.
Yeah, drinking, just love Margaritaville, just all that lifestyle. Yes, yes. And you have to just like actually just kind of sitting there on the dock and, like, washing your boat. And it's just not, that part's not that fun to me. Being out on the open water is fun, but I know what you mean.
Yeah, and it was just one more thing that you have to clean all the time and one more thing that is destined to break down.
Every time you went out, it felt like something broke down.
Oh, you know what? You know the phrase.
I've never heard it.
No, please enlighten us.
Where is it,
Nads?
Should people call in with it?
Yeah, I've never call heard it. Now. I don't know what boat stands for.
Tell Nads. Bust out. What is it?
Let's see here. Let's see. I'm just scrolling through some of these emails here. Give me a second.
Did you run into anybody yesterday, Rover?
Did I run into anyone?
At the building you're at.
What do you mean by that?
Well, you said that's where all the morning shows are.
I peed next to, I believe it was, but I'm not 100% positive. I believe I peed next to Charlemagne the God yesterday.
Did you check it out?
No, I didn't check it out. I was standing there peeing. He came in and he said, hey, man, what's going on? I said, not much, man. And that was it. That was the extent of the...
You didn't remind him of Vegas when he stole our VIP area?
with his crew? And,
what did we have? We had like a half of a table, and he had like three tables or something, yeah. And his three tables still wasn't enough.
No. I think we only each had one table, and we had half of the table, and he had half of the table. We were quickly overrun to the point where we had to sit on the outskirts of this table. And
that was it, because we only had passes for the people on our show, but they gave him like endless amounts of passes, so anybody just.
Because he knows, like, all these rappers and stuff, and, like, you know, so it's just, we were kind of pushed out by, right, we were pushed out by Lil Uzi Vert or someone, you know, and then we're just sitting on the outskirts, with Charlemagne the God's ass right in our face, like, you know, the little couch we were sitting on was just ass level for whoever was in front of us, and it was a good time, it was fun, it was real, I can't wait to do it again. This year. Let's see here. Let me see. Corey writes, yo, Rover, great job hosting the gig with Godsmack tonight. Congratulations. I'm glad you chose to wear your hat. I listen to the show every day and love what you do. Well, thank you, Corey. Anonymous writes, hey, Rover, I love the show. I recently went to Las Vegas over the 420 weekend for a concert. After thinking about your guys' trip to Las Vegas and marijuana being legal, I figured, why not? Attached are some pictures of the dispensary I went to, what I purchased, and their menu. I was wondering if this was the dispensary that Charlie and Snitz went to.
I saw these pictures. I can't put them up. That's not the one we went to. Ours was like... looked like a warehouse, and his looks huge, bright green building next to a strip club / gun shooting range, which sounded pretty cool.
Yeah.
We did not go to that. So
you should have.
Yeah, that would have been fun.
Let's see. Hallie writes, and again, we don't have RMGTV today. Snitz is getting his procedure done on his face. Let's see. Hallie writes, did anyone see Jeffrey's creepy comment on Jayla's Instagram over the weekend? This is the midday girl at our West Palm Beach station.
He's in love. I didn't see that. He posted a picture just yesterday of them together.
Oh, that, like, selfie, the close-up?
Yeah. He's been...
And twice he messaged her yesterday.
What do you mean?
And that same thing. And right below that picture, he was like, hey, thanks for the watch. He had a great time with you. I was like, geez.
Yeah, he posts anytime she makes a post now, Jeffrey comments on it?
Well, she posted something. It's a photo of her, and she's wearing shorts and a T-shirt. Final day of Sunfest. Aquí con Super Martinez.
Yeah.
Osa ya saluda, whatever that means. And Jeffrey commented, here's his direct quote, "Good God Almighty, loving the Daisy Dukes." So
that's good.
He likes her shorts.
He's full on in love with her. Yeah, just yesterday, like, it's been days since Sunfest. And so it was yesterday, it was Wednesday, and he posted a picture of that he's been waiting to drop on us, of just them kind of together like a selfie. So he loves
Chris him. Writes, "I've cracked the case. Jeffrey stands and wipes like a weirdo, but obviously he starts from the bottom and wipes up. He spreads a cheek with one hand, exposing his very brown eye, and his wrist hits it and is pulled up. This would explain the very defined brown line that smears in one direction." Well, you can try to decipher the way Jeffrey wipes, but good luck to you, my friend. We've been trying for years, and
we need to get like a toilet and see, like, just bring a toilet in the studio, and he doesn't have to poop, but like a dry run, so we can see exactly.
Put peanut butter on him and let him do it.
Just to see what's happening, because I don't understand how you do it. I think about it every time now, like, how would it accidentally get on my wrist? It's impossible unless you tried. So I think we need to kind of see what's going on.
But like, he does go bottom up, but doesn't everybody go from the bottom upward?
I think this guy meant going the other way.
Okay, top to...
Right, top to bottom.
Right.
Back to front, I think, is what he's talking
about. Like, in between the legs, you think he reaches... Touches his lower back and then wipes upward.
Exactly.
Because that would get it on your wrist.
I think he's not reaching around his... I think he's going through the legs and pulling down, basically, I think. And that's how he's getting it on his watch. Louis writes, "Yo, Rover. It is Louis from Long Island. Thanks to your show, I knew to go to WMMS.com tonight and watch your interview live from New York with Godsmack, one of my favorite bands. Thanks to iHeart, I felt like I was there. You killed it. I sent in a picture of you and Sully on stage." Yeah, that was last night. I'll tell you about that. I mean, no incredible stories from last night, but... I hope it looked okay. And I'm such a critic of myself. I got back and went out to dinner with some people after this thing. And then I crawled into bed last night and I happened to catch the West Coast feed of this. And I just, I'm like, oh, I could have done that better. I could have done this better. I never listen to myself or watch myself on RMG TV or even listen to the show, if it's best of or anything like that. But I did watch a little bit of the thing last night on the replay, and I was like, oh, why can't I do better at these kinds of things? Let's see. I think that's it. All right. We do not have the shizzy because Doogie is not here today. She's out for her brother's funeral, who passed away. Lung cancer it was what took him. So she's off for the next 2 days. So let me take a break. You can reach the show, 866-YO-ROVER, 866-967-6837. We'll be right back on Rover's Morning Glory. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory.
There's a reason Rover has the biggest nuts. He's got to have enough room so all the other shows can swing off of him. Now back to the show.
on the phone here one Mr. Jeffrey Allen LaRoque, who I believe said he was going to come in today because we are shorthanded. Jeffrey, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi there. How are you?
Oh, let's just say I neglected to ask my friend's company that, about coming in today. They were close, inventory and that kind of stuff. And I got some stuff that needs my attention, and we'll leave it at that. And I'll tell you more about it off the air. I got to go. Bye.
Oh, wait a second.
What the hell?
I just held on for 7 minutes.
I got a question.
He's gone.
What the hell? He neglected, Dieter, to ask his fence company if he could come into the radio station today.
So he don't want to come in? That's it.
Well, he told you yesterday that, what did he say yesterday?
Not a problem. He goes, it's not a problem. You guys are shorthanded. He goes, I get it. I'll be in. I'll support you guys.
Apparently it turned into some sort of a problem, it looks like. All right. So Jeffrey is not with us today. I was seeing here that maybe, I don't know who I could send to this if we wanted to send a member of the show. Coming up on June 2nd, there is an event called Sin City 8 happening in Las Vegas, which is attempting to become the world's largest orgy. So if anyone at the show would like to participate in this.
There were some rules. I already looked at it, Rover.
Yes.
So I guess the previous record is 500 people orgy Tokyo. This one's going to be over 1,000. And it just seems like it's in a hotel. Like that's what I don't really get about it. It just seems like the ballroom of a hotel or something, or the conference room. That's what it said, just like the Sheraton or something. And I don't understand how that's allowed, but
the Embassy Suites.
Yeah, okay, that. It's just, where is that going to be in the Embassy Suites? And would you want to go there later? Like after the orgy's done?
After the world's largest orgy?
Like, would you want to go to, like, if you're a guy that sells insurance and they have a big meeting and everybody has to meet there, would you want to know that, like, there's 1,000 people pounding each other out there?
Well, the way that they're saying this, apparently the one in Japan, it was 500 people, 250 men, 250 women. This was back in 2006 in Tokyo, which that is currently the world record holder, although Guinness doesn't officially keep these records, so it's sort of a...
Now, they act high and mighty like they're above keeping records of this, but that's the stuff people really want to know. Like, I don't want to know the guy that ate the most light bulbs. That's not interesting to me.
How many dishes he balanced on his head at once.
I want to know about the world's biggest orgy, who took the world's biggest turd. Like, those are important things to me, and I think there needs to be almost a competitor in this arena at this point, because that's the book everybody would buy at that point, right?
Well, so 500 is the current record, which was in Tokyo in 2006. Sin City 8 says they're going to blow that out of the water. They are expecting over 1,000 people. But the way that they're making this determination is just the number of waivers that are signed for their five-day event. I don't think that necessarily means that if you show up at this thing, you might be involved in a threesome or a foursome or something like that. But does that really make you part of the world's largest orgy? Wouldn't they all have to be together?
Yeah, that doesn't count.
Wait, all connected?
No, it's got to be in the same area.
Right. Same room?
And then not even the same room. Maybe it's like the same. If there was like a house, for example, like I feel like you could go into different rooms and that would still count as
part
long of
the as there's people kind of having sex in the doorway and the hallway and stuff, leading all. Like you can't walk, because I imagine an orgy, you can't walk around. There's too many bodies on the ground, right?
Yeah, if you break off at any point and there's no one having sex in your eye shot, in your view, then it's not an orgy anymore.
But the rule that seems to really be the problem with this thing is you need to go as a couple. They won't let
show up. I'll send you and Nads there then.
Perfect. Out of 1,000 people, how many? Oh, so 500 chicks. How many do you think are actually attractive?
Oh, slim.
Oh, two?
Slim to none. Yeah.
Maybe.
And they're going to be swarmed.
Yeah, of course. Yes. Yeah.
And no, there's never anything, never any hot chicks. Like anytime you see that stuff on HBO, the Real Sex Show or something like that, and you get suckered in, you see the description on your program guide, you get suckered into the show like, hey, it's the world's largest orgy. You're thinking, that will be fun to watch tonight. And then you turn it on. It is not a person in this event will have, they'll all be gray haired. They'll be overweight, wearing Birkenstocks. That's what I anticipated.
Old.
Yes, they'll all be old.
Did you guys see the event that happened in town here like 2 weekends ago?
What?
What was it? The Claw Fest.
No, what's
I saw it because you were sending me updates all weekend about this.
It was, it's for like, I guess Leather Daddies is what you'd call them. It's just like a gay meetup at a hotel. And I think it was like the biggest Leather Daddy convention. And,
What is Leather Daddy? Just a gay guy that wears leather, like biker leather stuff?
Yeah, stuff like that. You know, the guy with the chaps on and like maybe like a vest, but it's got like metal chains in between, mm-hmm, like right, mm-hmm, together, like that. But then looking at the, and it's just at a hotel, and I don't want to name the hotel, but I don't understand how you could have this. I'm looking at the different events, and they have just like J.O. parties, like go to room 806 for the J.O. party.
Wow. With Circle J?
Yeah, with DJ J.O. and stuff. And I'm reading this, and I'm like, okay, well, that's kind of gross, but like, people do that in hotels. Then I got to this event. It was like 5 p.m. on a Saturday called Piglet's Brown Hanky Special, sponsored by scatboy.com. And like, it's just dudes dumping on each other in the middle of this hotel.
No, like, stop it.
What else would it be? And it says,
what's
the
Piglets?
First,
what's that mean? The Piglet?
I think that's just, they just have stupid names for all
right,
of them.
Right. Say the name of this event again.
Claw. C-L-A-W.
No, but the okay, right.
Oh,
but
this one, this exact event.
Yeah.
Piglet's Brown Hanky Special, because it's like a pig guy, and Brown Hanky is Hanky. Mr. Hanky Poop, social, and it's sponsored by scatboy.com, and it's just a bunch of dudes, I think, just dumping on each other in the middle of a room.
I would never go to that hotel again in case I get that room.
Right?
Right.
And it says, it's just that, I'm not going to name the hotel. Hotel, first floor room.
But it's a famous hotel. It's not just like...
Yeah, it's one you've definitely heard of.
Okay,
and it's
yeah,
just
yeah,
downtown here. And 5 o'clock on a Saturday, dudes were just dumping on each other all over this hotel.
Yeah, how do they allow that at the hotel? I mean, wouldn't you look that up? And if they're publicizing this on a website or something, obviously,
right,
wouldn't you
I don't know,
like kick these dudes out?
Yeah, and I'm all for, like, do whatever you want.
But then you're walking a fine line, because then you know what happens. If you kick out Clawfest, then it turns into this hotel hates gay people, and this is discrimination, and blah,
they're
blah,
blah. They're crapping all over the room. Can you blame them for kicking them out?
I wish I would have told you all the different events sounded pretty... There's a full all-man nude yoga. And that sounded fun. But most of it was just like, they're going to hook up. Like, all the events were basically going to screw each other in this room, mm-hmm, to show up. But I think that's totally cool. But once you're pooping all over the room, that's not good.
No, that smell emanates down the hallway, too. You can't get rid of that.
Think about here at work. Oh, when they crapped in that bathroom, Rover, and how it smelled up the whole
that
hallway.
That Cosby bag, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that, all right. Well, will you just email me that, Charlie, so the name of the hotel, so I can be sure that next time we do something downtown and I need to spend the night,
yeah,
I don't stay at that particular like hotel?
Like the welcoming party.
Is there pictures?
No, just speed dating ass play one.
Oh, my God.
And I can't even say.
Like seminars?
Oh, yeah. And then this one is the meet and beat. It's all, they're all interesting things, and they're all just in the hotel room.
And why is it called
Claw? Stands for something. Leather ass. I don't know about what it, mission statement. I'm on the website right now. I don't know what Claw stands for.
Cleveland Leather Annual Weekend.
Oh, okay. There you go. So there you go.
Wow. All right.
And I'll send you this. I'll send you the schedule, Rover.
I'm reading. I just did a Google search of this. And I am reading. This is like a real hotel. This is not like a cheap ass. This is like a good hotel.
Very nice.
Let me see.
It says, be prepared to see a flood of about 2,000 men with an interest in leather, fetish, and BDSM. It sounds like a glorified sex fest, but it's also a legitimate 501c3 nonprofit charity.
Well, what are you supposed to do with the meet and beat, okay? When you're saying it's not a sex fest. The vac cube, and that's when they put you like in, or the vac rack, they kind of They put you in like between two sheets of rubber, and then they vacuum out all the air, and you're just stuck in there. That sounds cool.
Now, do you think that they donate to charity? It says, according to their website, 60% was donated to leather-related charities, 39% to LGBTQ-focused charities in the state. Let's see. So they did donate about $85,000 last year. But do you think that they're making that donation just in order so that they can say, look, here we are, we're giving $85,000 to charity. Leave us alone as we poop on each other in a hotel?
Yes. I'm also seeing the bear naked pool party, and that's for the bears. The diaper up party, that was 8:30.
Now, is it? Do they take every single room in this hotel? Do they book this hotel a year in advance? Because what if I'm a business traveler and I have a conference or something in town that weekend, and or a funeral or something? I book a room there. I mean, do they allow people who are not participants of Claw to book a room?
The more I'm reading here, the more it seems like it's spread out across two different hotels, it seems. So I'm guessing they probably have to get every room.
I mean, this is a nice hotel, too.
Oh, you're like, looking it up,
yeah,
too?
Yeah, when Justin Bieber was in town, this is where he stayed at. So maybe that was why.
They do, apparently, Claw adheres to a strict code of conduct, it says, to ensure all participants are engaging in consensual and non-predatory interactions. In addition to having a zero-tolerance policy for any and all drug use. So, they have pool parties, dance parties, informational lunches, and other themed events go down all weekend long. Oh, they're going down. All right. Huh. All right. Last night, I hosted a special session with Godsmack, which was at the iHeart Theater in New York and broadcast to radio stations throughout the country. Also, you could watch that live as well on iHeartRadio.com or on YouTube. And the event, I thought it went all right. I
watched a quick clip of it, and you looked good, Rover.
Yeah, they played the whole thing lasted about an hour. The radio portion of it lasted about 30 minutes, and then they just come out, and then the last 30 minutes, they just play, you know, like a regular mini concert. And the theater only holds 220 people as the fire marshal capacity of the place. So 220 people, it's not a lot of people in there. But I did see last night, just watching from the monitors backstage, they make it. I mean, it looks really good on camera. They do a good job with the production of it and everything. And the band was good to work with. Everything went fine.
You know their set list and everything? Is everything planned out?
Yeah. In fact, that would be my one critique, is that everything is too planned out. I mean, they have it just right down to the second. Very planned, and they write out a script for you with the questions and everything. I improvise to some extent, but
they even write the script for you.
Oh yeah, they have everything pre-written in advance. But you know, I threw in some other questions throughout the thing, and maybe next time I do one, I'll just say, let me write all of the questions myself. And that way I'm more familiar with them. I get very self-conscious. Like when I watch a spec, like there's one part in the thing, I don't know if they replay the whole thing, if you can watch the whole thing or not, but prior to the show, there was this guy in a wheelchair and they let him into the theater first. And this lady is wheeling him in this wheelchair. And the theater was really kind of closed at that point. The band had just gotten done with sound check, so B2 and I were just sitting on the stage actually going over some notes for the production. And this guy in the wheelchair is there, and I felt felt a little bit bad. I go, hey, so, I go, let me guess, you're just in that wheelchair. You're faking it so you can get right up front, huh? And he goes, I have ALS.
Oh, my God.
I go, oh,
what the hell?
No.
How did you say that?
How did you think it was going to go any different
yeah.
than that?
Unless you saw the guy walking around, then he goes into the wheelchair. You have to assume he's actually in it for real.
Okay, I thought he might have a broken leg or something.
Well, did you see
Dino?
A cast?
I couldn't see his feet.
So you were hoping he was like a paralyzed guy that will like kind of laugh it off?
No, a guy who sprained his ankle or something like that.
Normal
yeah.
people don't go to wheelchairs when they sprain their ankle. Obviously, you have a pretty big problem if you've bought a wheelchair, you're in it for the long haul. So.
Oh, yeah. He was. So then at that point, I'm like, oh, I just made a really bad move, didn't I? And
do you bring him out on stage at that point? You have to make up for it or
Well, this is what when I talk about critiquing myself. So at the end of the thing, they're like, you know, you're on a very strict time schedule. A lot of the radio stations that are running this, it has to end at exactly 9:30 or whatever time, you know. And so I go out there for the last thing and they're talking in your ear. So you'll have a director in your ear who's telling you 10 seconds, wrap it up, or, you know, whatever. And so the guy in the wheelchair had showed me some photos that he took 20 years ago with Sully from Godsmack. It was like backstage at a little rinky-dink club when they were just getting started. And so this guy had these photos, and he had showed them to Sully when he got to this theater, because there's a little meet-and-greet that the band did with everyone who showed up, which was cool. I think everyone liked that. And so he showed me those pictures. So in the last thing, I'm like, I'm trying to make good now to this guy in the wheelchair that I'm sure I've offended. So in the middle, in my last break, I go, yeah, this guy right up front here, he showed me some pictures from 20 years ago. But then they're like, wrap it up. We got 2 seconds, wrap it up. And so then I just wrap it up. So if you go back and you watch it, it's just me going, this guy showed me some pictures from 20 years ago. Like, no explanation that it's of him and Godsmack or what it is. I'm just, like, people must have been like, oh, that poor special needs guy they put up to host this event. Wow, he's really does so well for being, you know, half whatever.
Some guy showed me pictures. See you later.
Yeah, yeah. How does that work? What is this? A picture? What? So anyhow, so I don't know, maybe I'm too hard on myself and people don't pick up on
that. That's pretty disastrous.
Yeah, that was not my finest moment, that's for sure.
But I think just watching you be like, why did that guy say that? And it wouldn't be too big of a deal. I think you're okay.
And then at the end of the thing, I almost saw two old people fight. The band got done and I'd say they were probably in their late 40s, 50s, I don't know. So they, this woman and this guy were arguing. So the guy, I think, was behind the woman. The woman was right up front. And she was yelling at the guy behind her that he was pushing her. And he's like, it's a concert, bitch. You see next Tuesday. Like, they were about ready to throw down. And it was just weird to see. You know, you think you'd see something like that at a, where there's a bunch of 19-year-olds running around at a rap concert or something like that. Like, you're at a Godsmack show and you're 48 years old. Like, you're going to fight the lady in front of you? But it was a good time. I had fun. Yeah. It was interesting. And I thought the band, I actually thought, if you watched it, I thought they sounded great. I thought Godsmack did a great job.
I didn't see it, Ned. Did you watch it?
I watched it. You did a great job. Godsmack did sound good. The new songs were great. That was a really good event.
Yeah, I thought they did a good job. And iHeart, who puts the thing on, and I'm not just kissing their ass. They do a good job of that thing. They run that pretty well, and it looks
cool. It looks like smoky underground. I don't know what it is. Like, it looks real intimate. Like
you are. Pool. You're in a smoky underground. I mean, it really. It's a tiny. You if you walked into this room, you would be shocked at how small it is. And they just basically built this on the first floor of this building here. And there's a subway station that runs right underneath the building. So the whole floor is on springs because of the subway station under there. So the entire floor of the thing will start moving once the band starts playing, and it's loud as hell in there. And so, like, just the kick drums and stuff are making the entire floor just shake. It's a really tiny, tiny little place, but it was cool. So I hope everyone got the chance to check that out. And I'm sure it was iHeartRadio.com/Godsmack for the live event. And I don't know if they have clips up there. Maybe they probably do, or you can probably find some of the stuff, but you can watch it, I'm sure. All right, I've got to take a break. 866-YO-ROVER to get through to the show. 866-967-6837. I do have a couple of people on hold here on the phones. We'll get to you as well. We'll be right back on Rover's Morning Glory. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. Da Vinci worked with paints. Michelangelo worked with clay. Charlie works with fart sounds.
Not as bad as you might think.
You're listening to a once-in-a-generation talent. A true fartist.
See what this fart sounds like.
Embrace it. Rover's Morning Glory.
Yo Rover, 866-967-6837. Let me go to Brian. You're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Brian.
How's it going, Rover?
Yo, what's happening, bud?
Nothing. I just wanted to chime in about the hotel thing that Charlie was talking about.
Yeah.
I used to be a chef out in Tempe, Arizona, and one of the hotels I worked at every year, one of the biggest companies that produce porn on the internet used to come, and they would rent the whole hotel out. You know, that was stipulation. If they came, the hotel made them rent the whole thing out because obviously there was lewd things being done all over the hotel.
Sure.
You know, taping stuff in rooms. You could watch live feeds on the internet. It was crazy. I mean,
I get it. I guess a hotel wants to make money, but why would a hotel even allow someone to do that? Like, if I ran a hotel, I don't know if I would let the leather organization have their scat parties, even if they rented the whole hotel, right?
Now that what Charlie was talking about seemed a little bit more over the top. This was a really... These people were classy. I mean, these people walking around the hotel, they all had black cards. These cabana boys would make so much money in 3 days, they would quit their jobs. I mean, these weren't like, you know, it wasn't that sleazy, but because this was a conference center too. It wasn't just like a, you know, a Holiday Inn Express or something like that. It was a nice place. And I was shocked when the first time I was there for a year and it came around, the room service kids were like, oh man, these guys come every year, we're about to make some bank, because I mean, obviously they all had a lot of money. It was definitely, they rent the whole place out for like 4 or 5 days. It was insane. We had room service for them 24/7. So as a chef, I mean, it was just crazy.
You got to get that, got to keep your energy up, get a carb load for all that orgy activity. We got to CJ here on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, CJ.
Morning, Rover.
Yo, what's happening?
So you were talking about how you just left the stage, and it was basically the dumbest thing ever to just leave like that.
Yes.
The last time I went to Rover Fest, when Ludacris was there, that's exactly how he left the stage. He just was like, oh, man, you guys are the wildest crowd ever. And then he just walked off.
And then he just left. Yeah. You know, I've had people say that Ludacris just stopped. And they're like, What happened to him? Why? What is he coming back out? Like, I never went back and watched it. I wasn't actually watching that part of the performance at the time, so I didn't see it.
I saw it.
And Dieter, what happened?
Rover, I think he hit his time limit. Whatever you booked him for, an hour 15, the second he got the signal, hey, you just made your quota, he was like, I'm out.
Yeah, that it didn't seem like it was like he played the last song or something. It was the exact amount of time. It's just like he was doing it and then it was just done.
In the middle of the song, he's like, he wasn't like, this is my last song or anything. Once he knew he was done, he walked off stage. And I was timing the people at Sunfest. Every person, every band was doing an hour 15 to the dot. Like they timed it up like it was a smooth machine.
Oh, they started right on time.
Oh, like yeah.
If a band was supposed to start at 9:30, that band started at 9:30. They were real on time at that thing.
Right. And then they went to exactly an hour 15, but like Ludacris was kind of just winging it. And then once he hit the hour 15 mark, he dropped the mic.
Yeah, it wasn't like his. You know, usually you end on your most famous song or anything. I don't think he did that. It was just like a song, and then it was just over.
Well, the MGK surprise performance kind of threw everything back. So I remember Ludacris, it was going late because Bush still had to come on after that. And, yeah, I think it was just they did exactly the amount of time, and they dipped.
All right. Have you been following any of this? I'm in New York City right now. I'll be back to our main studio tomorrow, so it's just me here in the New York studio. Although Sasuke told me yesterday, he said he couldn't tell the difference that I was not in the studio with you guys. I don't know if that's true or not, but that's what he claimed yesterday. Have you guys been following anything with this now former state attorney general? His name is Eric Schneiderman from New York. He's this guy that was all supportive of the hashtag MeToo movement. He, I believe, prosecuted Harvey Weinstein in New York for some of the sexual assaults that he has been accused of. He was leading a charge to prosecute Harvey Weinstein for those. Has anyone been following what this guy was up to?
No.
All right. He had to resign just a couple of days ago because an article came out accusing him of violent sex acts to his girlfriends and whatnot. And he had to resign because these four women came forward and they were like, this dude, he's all hashtag me too out in public, but this guy was doing crazy stuff.
Was he just a freak or was he doing illegal things?
Well, he was a freak, but the women are saying this is not a 50 Shades of Grey thing where it was consensual. This guy was just doing it without our consent. Here is one woman. She is from Sri Lanka. Her name is Tanya Selvaratnam, and she dated this Eric Schneiderman for a little while. She is, when you're from Sri Lanka, you are, I don't know, you sort of have the same, I would say, skin complexion as someone from India, I would say, about the same skin color. And he would force her to call him master, and she would he would refer to her as his little brown slave. He would slap her until she referred to him as master. The slap started, she says, right after they got to know each other. She says, it was at first as if he were testing me, then it got stronger and harder. It was not consensual. This was not sexual play acting. This was abusive, demeaning, threatening behavior. He was obsessed with having a threesome and said it was my job to find a woman. And he said that he would have nothing to look forward to if I didn't. And he would hit me until I agreed to have a threesome. That's what she says. This is all according to the New York Post. She says she didn't want to bring another woman into the bedroom. He would then not only slap her, but he would spit on her and choke on her as well. She says that we could rarely have sex without him beating me. And that he would be completely wasted, drunk, when he was doing most of this stuff, and would push her to drink too. Drink your bourbon, Turnip, is what he would order. That was his nickname for her, Turnip. Drink your bourbon, Turnip.
And this guy's got issues then. Yeah. He has to beat her every single time during sex?
Yes, yes. But why stick around for that, I wonder?
Is she like, not from here?
She's Harvard-educated, Charlie. Harvard-educated writer, this woman is. Like, why stick around? If it's that pleasurable, why stick around with the guy?
He's rich. He's famous.
Is he rich? He's the state attorney general. I don't know if he's rich.
That guy get paid well, Rover.
What do you think?
150?
Oh, yeah. I was going to say probably $250.
That's worth getting choked and spit on and that kind of stuff?
No, but what if he threatened to kill her or something? This guy obviously sounds nuts. I don't think you can blame her for not leaving, like, immediately. And she eventually did, it sounds like, and now she's telling everybody about what a creep he is.
Another ex-girlfriend. Let me just tell you the story of one other. There are multiple women that have come forward, but let me just read you. This is another article in the New York Post that came out a couple days ago about this this guy. He had a girlfriend named Michelle Manning Barish. She says that she noticed warning signs right off the bat when this attorney general for the state of New York, Eric Schneiderman, told her to get her wrist tattoo removed because it wasn't fitting for the potential wife of a politician. Then about a month into their relationship, after they had gone out drinking, they went back to his apartment and he called her a whore. And all of a sudden he just slapped me open-handed with great force across the face, landing the blow directly onto my ear, she says. She says, quote, it was horrendous. It just came out of nowhere. My ear was ringing. I lost my balance and fell backward onto the bed. I sprang up, but at this point there was very little room between the bed and him. I got up to try to shove him back or take a swing, and he pushed me back down. He then used his body weight to hold me down and began to choke me. The choking was very hard. It was really bad. I kicked. In every fiber, I felt like I was being beaten by a man. I was crying and in shock and shouted at him, are you crazy? And he then accused her of scratching him and at that point said, you know, hitting an officer of the law, since he's an attorney general, hitting an officer of the law is a felony. She left his apartment and said, we're through. And she said that she wants to make it absolutely clear this was under no circumstances a sex game gone wrong. This did not happen while we were having sex. I was fully dressed and remained that way. It was completely unexpected and shocking. But the relationship wasn't actually over. She went back to him and the pair stayed together, according to the article, on and off for the next 2 years.
Whoa. Long time.
Lots she of women said, stay.
She said then their sex sessions often included him slapping her across the face without her consent. And that the verbal abuse from him about her appearance was constant. Now, why, if you storm out of the room, and I'm not victim blaming here. I know in many cases why a woman may stay with a man who's being a dick to them or abusive. But in these cases, I don't understand if all of a sudden, out of the blue, if you're dating a guy, you haven't been with this guy for a long time, you're dating a guy for 3 weeks, maybe 4 weeks, and you go back to his apartment and he beats you. And you storm out and you say, we're through. You're like, I can't believe it. I was so stunned. He just beat the hell out of me. It was completely unexpected. Why do you go back and continue dating the guy for 2 years? Can anyone explain that
because
to me?
Because they go back and you're like, the guy says, I'm going to change. I'm not going to be like that anymore.
You dated him for 3 or 4 weeks. This isn't someone that you had a long-term relationship with three, you know, for 3 years or so before all of a sudden he hauls off and hits you and then says, oh my God, I'm so sorry, it will never happen again. I can even understand where someone may fall for that. Oh, he didn't really mean it. He snapped. You've been dating a guy for 3 or 4 weeks.
Well, there's something to it because this doesn't just happen to like one woman. This happens all the time, frequently, to lots of women. And so they must have like some sort of almost mind control over them or brainwashed them into thinking this is normal. I know it's crazy for us to think because we obviously just on the outsider's perspective, you just leave immediately. But for somehow they have control.
That I just don't understand this. I understand if you stay with someone who you've been dating a long time or a husband and then he beats you. Oh, it'll never happen again. If you think that there's some level of affection, it could be some sort of weird, sick relationship that you're in the middle of. But if you're dating, ladies, if you're dating a guy for 3 or 4 weeks and he does what is described here and it was completely non-consensual, it was out of the blue, he essentially attacks you. And you storm out of his apartment and you say, we're through, we're finished. You don't go back to that guy and date him for another 2 years, especially if he is doing the things, if he continues for that period of time. It wasn't like then they dated for 2 years and, oh, then he did it again and that's when I called it quits. No, she's like, he would do this stuff all the time to me. Why would you stay with this guy? I don't understand it.
It wrecks them mentally. Obviously, this guy's super powerful, and these girls, it's a good catch for them. They tell everybody, their friends, their family, I'm dating the attorney general for the state of New York, and then they don't want to actually come out and admit to them that he's an a-hole. He's beating them up. Like it's almost embarrassment, shame, low self-esteem. That's all involved.
I just have a hard time. I'm not saying this guy didn't do this stuff. Does make me wonder if, you know, he says he released a statement. This guy said, let me see if I can find the statement here. This guy released a statement that said, in the privacy of intimate relationships, I have engaged in role playing and other consensual sexual activity. I have not assaulted anyone. I've never engaged in non-consensual sex, which is a line I would not cross. He's saying, look, this was all just kinkiness. This was all just rough sex, fantasy, and role-playing. And they're saying, no, it wasn't. Does he have a defense here?
No, because half these the girls women, say, no, they're
if
all
they
saying.
They were doing it for 2 years and they never spoke up. They never, you know, I mean, they went along with this for years, Charlie.
Yeah, but. Obviously, all these women have the same story that they were slapped outside of the bedroom and they weren't into it.
Well, so. I don't know if they all do. This one does. I don't know if they all do.
Are you guys into that at all?
I mean, I've done it.
A little choking here and there is not bad.
Yeah, but I'm talking about slapping across the face.
No. Yeah, I dated a girl who was really into that. And it's weird because you start off with a little, you know. But it gets
progressively harder and harder. I would never want to do it because what if later she goes to the police? There's a big hand mark on her face. It matches up to your hand.
Right.
You can't prove anything at that point.
And your entire life, you're like, don't ever hit girls. Don't ever hit girls, right? And then she's like, hit me across the face. You're like, it's against everything you've been taught.
Yeah.
No, this girl wanted it harder and choke me more, slap me more, that kind of stuff. And, I obliged over time. You know, this is not something that just all of a sudden you jump into this kind of thing. I guess it progressed over a period of months and months and months. But you're right. You have to be careful as a guy because you don't know if she ever gets mad at you for something, if she doesn't like the way you broke up with her in the end. Is she going to make a claim that you were beating her or something like that? And it could be entirely consensual. I just don't understand this one story of this woman who, and the other woman is she's a Harvard educated writer. You know, it's hard for me to comprehend why you would stay in a situation like this when you have multiple opportunities to get out.
Will this affect any of his prosecuting, like Weinstein and stuff?
I don't think so, because it will be taken over by someone else, you know? So I don't think that this... Look, Weinstein still is accused of crimes. I don't think this would affect any prosecution. But obviously, this guy had to resign. He's not the state attorney general of New York any longer. And it is somewhat funny how he was hashtag Me Too and treat women with respect and equality and, you know, fighting against sexual assault and all this kind of stuff and telling everyone how horrible it is. And now he's accused of that very same thing.
Just like the conservatives that go really hard against gay people, and then they're tapping their toes in the bathroom, picking up guys.
Exactly, right. And doing cocaine off of a guy's penis or something. All right, I've got to take a break. 866-YO-ROVER, 866-967-6837. Let me go to Rich in Palm City, Florida, quickly before we go to break. Go ahead, Rich.
Hey, I don't know why you're surprised. You went to high school. The girls like the bad boys. Why do you think Trumpy Dumpy got elected?
So you think that...
Particularly when you have power and influence.
You think that these women like stayed with him boy. Because he was a bad boy? That's it? I mean, first of all, by the way, how big of a bad boy are you if you're the attorney general for the state of New York? Like, that seems the opposite of bad boy to me. Like, that's...
And he doesn't look like one. Have you seen this guy?
He looks like a dad.
Yeah, he looks like a nerd.
Yeah, he really does. Like,
I'm talking how he treats women.
Yeah.
He's a bad boy and obviously has power and influence. So they're attracted. That's why they stay on.
Yeah, I guess. I just... Ladies, you got to leave a guy if he's doing this kind of stuff to you. And I know women, a lot of women, they start to believe what the guy is telling them. You know, you'll see these stories where a guy will... verbally and mentally break a woman down over time. You're so ugly. You're worthless. No one would take you. You're lucky you have me because who else would take your fat ass or whatever these guys are saying to these women. You got to get out of that, man. Life is too short to be stuck with some guy who is going to treat you like that. And believe me, I don't care if you are the ugliest woman in the world. There's some guy out there who will treat you better and be so happy that he has a woman. You just have to go out and find the guy. You know what I mean?
Oh, ugly women can get laid anytime they want, I think.
Get away from these guys if they are not treating you the way that you want to be treated. I've got to take a quick break. 866-YO-ROVER, 866-967-6837. We'll be right back on Rover's Morning Glory. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory.
Jeff in Columbus.
Good morning, Rover.
Steve in Charlotte.
Good morning.
Buffalo. Williams, Pennsylvania. Fort Lauderdale.
Louisville. Yo,
West Palm Beach.
San Antonio.
Rochester.
Grand Rapids.
Yo, Rover. Rover's Morning Glory.
Yo, what's happening?
Spreading like a herpes outbreak. Now back to the show.
Yo, Rover, to reach the show, 866-967-6837. Dougie is off today, so no shizzy. She is unfortunately attending the funeral of her brother who passed away. You might have heard us talking about that yesterday on the show. She'll be back Monday morning. Rebecca, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Rebecca.
Hi.
Hi.
All right, I had a quick comment about the whole abusive relationship thing.
Yes.
My theory is that really that she could be getting manipulated by him being like such a powerful person. He could keep her from really getting jobs or manipulate her into thinking that she can't get a job in New York, that he knows a lot of people. And then if she tries to go tell anybody, go to the cops, like... You know, who's going to believe her? So that's
well,
really...
Here's what you can do. If you are a woman that's, let's say you're dating a powerful guy. Let's say, I'm just going to throw out a hypothetical situation. Give me the name of a powerful man.
Donald Trump.
All right. But maybe besides the president of the United States. Maybe an actor or a businessman. Mitt Romney. Okay. He's married, but let's say he wasn't. Let's say you're dating Mitt Romney, and Mitt Romney is beating on you and choking you and spitting on you, and you don't like it. But you're worried that Mitt Romney may, because he's powerful, that he may do something if you out him. You have something. You have a weapon against this. You probably have this weapon on you right now. It's called a cell phone. All you have to do is get a recording of this activity happening, if this is happening all the time. Set up your phone. Set up a camera. Grab this. And if caught on tape, it doesn't matter if you go to if you're dating the chief of police of your town and you think if you go to police, they won't take your allegation seriously and they'll make your life hell or something. If you have a recording of this, there is also another thing called the internet where you could put this out on the internet, and once it's out there, they can't retaliate against you. It would be obvious. That's what I would recommend if you find yourself in a situation, don't you guys think?
Can't they just say, oh, they edited the audio, that's all they did?
That, or if they catch you recording it, then they're going to kill you? I mean, it's a lot easier said than done. And then you put it out there, and then nobody believes you for some reason.
Then just get away from the guy. I don't know. It's just you're advocating. You just stay in an abusive relationship.
You have to get out.
Obviously, I'm saying that there's reasons why people stay that are beyond our comprehension because we've never been in anything like that. So, I think you definitely need to get out. But I think that you can't be like, well, why didn't you just leave? Because it's not that easy.
Morgan in New York, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Morgan.
Good morning.
Hi.
I'm calling about the comment about the abusive relationship. I was in an abusive relationship for 2 years, and I was young. I was a teenager. He was horrible. It's not the whole why do they leave, because I was asked that so many times. It's more the brainwash. They brainwash you into thinking you can't leave and you can't live without them and nobody's ever going to care about you. And, I mean, this man even threatened to burn my own grandma's house down if I left him. So
jeez.
It's a mind control, and it's a control thing with them. And I do go, like, help other women now that have been through it, but I hear it all the time. Well, why didn't you just leave? It's not really not.
I'm sure I understand that. I get, and like I was saying, I understand the guys will say that. You're worthless. You're disgusting. No one would ever take you. You're lucky you have me. I've heard women say that in the past. I'm telling women right now, you will be able to find someone better than the loser you're with. If you're in one of these relationships with some guy who's a douche, who's beating you, you can find better. Trust me. Listen to me.
Yeah.
Listen to Morgan, right? I mean,
how did you
get out?
For 7 years with the best husband I could ever ask for. So you do get out, and the next person will be better.
Are you nervous sometimes, even though you've been married if you were in an abusive relationship before? Are you ever worried that after 7 years of marriage, just because you've been through this, like, your husband may snap and do something crazy?
Yes and no. I mean, it's more of, like, if he, even after 7 years, he's never even raised his voice at me, but if we get, like, in an argument and he'll, like, move quickly, I'll, like, flinch.
Yeah.
Or if I do something that I know I wasn't supposed to, or I break something, I'll be like, oh my God, he's going to be so mad. But yet he never does. Mm-hmm. So it really does have lifelong effects on you.
I bet.
He's never yelled at you in 7 years or yelled out.
He's never called me a name if we'll get in like a bicker argument, but not like what I did have. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Nothing like screaming in my face. It will be, he more just walks away. And, you know, females like to argue. So
oh, yeah.
He'll just walk away from me. Mm. And then, I mean, even after 7 years, at first I was like, well, what's going on? So it does.
So in this previous relationship, Morgan, how did you end up, you were brainwashed, you said. How did you end up getting out of that?
He went to jail.
Oh.
And he went to jail and... I mean, even at first when he went to jail, I was like, I can't be with anybody else. He's going to get out and he's going to kill me. And I finally, you know, started going to meetings and being around other people because he secluded me from everyone.
Yeah.
It took me quite a while to get back, like, this man is bad and I need to stay away from him. So now, I mean, I even had nightmares. It took me years to get, you know, my mind back to he's not going to come get me.
Yeah, sure, I understand that. I just, you know, when I hear this case of this guy who's the Attorney General of New York, and maybe it's just me thinking, overthinking it, but I'm like, do the women really think the Attorney General of New York is going to kill them? You know, like, I get it if he's some drug-addled lunatic or something that's just a dick that's abusive, but go ahead.
I think it's more they know he has that power. And especially being the Attorney General of New York, I mean, that is right there. That's pretty. You have a lot of power. And
yeah, you could frame the
person. Do you think that that part of, and I'm just trying not to victim blame here, but do you think that part of the reason these women get with this guy and stay with this guy is because he's powerful, that they're drawn to that?
Yeah, I mean... And if you ask, I mean, I don't know why women do it, but a lot of women are drawn to that bad boy demeanor. So when they get with him at first, they're like, oh, he's an attorney general. You know, he's got a lot of power. And then they're like, oh, I mean, he's controlling. Some women like that. But then they get further into it, and then they're like, oh my god, like, now I can't leave because he, like you guys were saying, he could frame me.
Yeah,
he could destroy my life, take my job from me, my family, everything. So I mean, a lot of it is probably because of the whole his situation and his job and his everything.
Morgan, before I let you go, in all seriousness, if there is someone listening to the show right now, some woman out there who's in a relationship like your previous one where the guy was abusive and mm-hmm. she can't seem to get out, what do you tell her to do?
To seek help. I mean, I know it's hard and I know it's scary, but they really won't do what they tell you they're going to do. And
yeah, because these guys are pussies. That's why they're beating women, because they're pussies.
Exactly. And, yeah. And there are shelters out there that will take women in. And even if you have a child with them, they'll take you and your child, and they will protect you. And there are places that will help you get restraining orders. And there are programs out there to help women in these situations.
Yeah, Morgan, I'm glad you got out of that. Thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah, that does piss me off, these guys that knock these women around. And it just makes you want to just beat the crap out of these guys, doesn't it? I mean, it's just, these dudes are losers. I can't, I just don't understand that. I don't understand how you could do that to, you know, your girlfriend or your wife or whatever.
Didn't you get into a fight one time, Rover, that the new boyfriend thought you were beating the current girlfriend, and he came up to you and hit you with the chair over the head?
Yeah, that was in high school. Yeah. So in high school, I'm sitting there in Schlotsky's Deli, and this guy picks up a chair and hits me hits me in the face like he was swinging a baseball bat with a chair. And I have a scar from that. And it turns out that after the fact, and this is what he said in hindsight, now 25 years later, who knows? But he later said, he said, oh, well, the girl, her name was Misty. I'll never forget that. Misty told me that you used to beat her. And I'm like, what? So I don't know if Misty even said that.
Well, why would you make that up? I'm sure she did, just to make you look bad.
I don't think, you know, I don't know. Frankly, if I were a betting man, I would say that she probably didn't. This guy
wanted to look tough and just beat up the old boyfriend.
And
you don't hit a guy with a chair over the head for no reason.
It'll look crazy, like look psycho.
In this crew, you might have, Dieter. These guys were, I'd have to look this guy up. If this guy hasn't done prison time, I would be shocked. Absolutely shocked. I would say that if I had to guess, she didn't say that. And this guy was, these were the kind of guys I remember for a period of time, and I was not really hanging out with a lot of these guys. There was a group of maybe about 20 dudes, and they're associated, you know, there were all these girls coming in and out of this orbit and whatnot, but this guy ran with a crew that was, they were pretty rough guys, and I remember, I wasn't there, but one guy had just scars all over his face because they were drinking beer and there was some fight ensued and he got hit over the head, not with a beer bottle, but with a 40 bottle.
Ooh. Oh,
think about that for a second,
that's massive.
Dude. I mean, hit over the head with a 40 and it just shattered and scarred this dude all up. But these are the kind of, at the time I didn't realize, I don't know, it just seemed kind of normal, like a teenage thing to do when you're 17 or something. But I look back and I go, these guys were bad guys. And I would guess that this dude had, whatever his motivation was, he just wanted to attack me for no particular reason. He was probably the kind of guy that, I don't even think, I never even had sex with that girl, I don't think. And I dated her for, dated might even be too strong of a word. Like, I hung out with her a couple of times, I think. That was it.
Did you ever push her?
Never.
Just give into her fight, like
no,
yelling?
No, never even had an argument. No, never, never. No, not.
That's strange.
Not even close. No. So, I don't know what the guy's real motivation was, but still have a scar from that. I was driving around in an Uber yesterday. I don't know what the guy was saying, but I'm in New York today, and I was here yesterday, and I'm in an Uber, and this guy has on his screen in the Uber, in his car, he has a screen, and he has the CarPlay thing, which is linked up to his iPhone. And so his text messages and WhatsApp messages are appearing on the screen. But they're appearing in Arabic.
Uh-huh. And did you call the police?
No,
see,
I didn't.
Something, say something, right?
Right? Well,
red flags.
Let's just talk about this for a minute. So, these messages come through. I took a photo and I said, someone translate this for me because I don't know. But I couldn't take pictures of the other ones. So the guy's, he's driving and he's doing, and then like people would call and they're, you know, I get it. You're speaking a different language. Doesn't bother me. Whatever. But some of the messages he was getting on WhatsApp, they had little emojis and there were like flags, and I don't know what kind of flag it was, but it was like flags and then those curvy sword things, you know? Uh-huh. And I'm like, what is this guy saying? Is this like some sort of, I mean, that's just an odd thing. I don't know. Maybe people are using those curvy, whatever those curvy sword things are. Maybe people are using those as emojis quite a bit, but I don't think so. What would you possibly use that for unless it's a jihad reference or something? What are you laughing at? What would you possibly use that for?
The squiggly sword? What? I don't know what you're talking about.
No, not a squiggly sword. It's like, I don't know. It's like a, it's a sword, but the blade is curved.
Whatever. Oh, yeah, those, yeah, like a, like
pirate
a,
sword.
Like a genie would hold.
Yes, like a genie sword. Yes. Right.
Yes. Yes, I hate that sword.
Yes, yes. What would you be using that for in your text messages?
Yeah, death to Americans.
I don't know what this guy.
And so you were worried over an emoji that this guy could be a terrorist. He could be an ISIS cell because of a poor emoji that came to him.
Then he also told me, he goes, do you mind if I listen to some educational material? And I go, okay. He goes, okay, I'm going to turn this up. So he turns it up, and it's just, you know, like some guy, and I can't understand what the dude is saying. It's in Arabic. It's just some guy screaming. Like, he's like, and I'm like, it just sounded like the guy was angry. I don't know. And then he made a comment. We were in traffic, and he's like, yeah, this traffic is bad, but at least we'll survive, right? And I'm like, I don't know. Will we? Is this a test? Like, I don't know what the hell was going on with this. Maybe I'm just oversensitive or something, but it was freaking me out, man.
Do you think he was just sticking with you?
Possibly, and maybe I would do the same thing if I were from the Middle East and I knew people were nervous about that kind of stuff. Maybe I would dick with people in the back of my Uber, too. I don't know, but I just, the sword things were freaking me, the flags and swords were freaking me out a little bit. I have to be honest with you. So that was my Uber ride yesterday.
I have an interesting Uber situation going on with me right now.
Yes.
We're in West Palm Beach, so we're using Uber a lot. And we were leaving Sunfest, me and Snitzer. Pitbull was on, and we were retired, so we were heading back to the hotel, and I get an Uber. And nothing real interesting, just regular Uber ride. Get to the hotel, go to sleep, do the show the next morning. 3 days later, I got a message from Uber saying, hey, we have to update your price of what we charged you because there's a huge mess in the car that you left.
Would you crap yourself?
And I'm like, a huge mess? Like, what kind of mess? Like, I know people puke food or drinks in there.
Right.
I think we had two beers total that night. It's 6. Now it's like 9 p.m., so I didn't even get one at the festival that night. So I'm totally sober. I know I didn't puke. I know Sister didn't puke.
He pukes when he drinks one beer.
Yeah. So I'm like, okay. So and I didn't have food or drink with me, which could also make a spill of some kind. I'm like, I didn't spill anything. I don't know what this guy's talking about. So I emailed him and was like, I think this guy must be mistaking me with a different person because I did not. It was a silent ride. I mean, we weren't even speaking in the car. It was just silent, just sitting there.
No mess before you got there?
Not a mess that I noticed at all. It seemed like a normal car. So I say, like, I think you got the wrong guy. Then they send me these pictures. They're like, no, this was you. This was totally you.
Because they have your information when you do the ride.
Exactly. So I'm like, I don't understand how this guy could be mistaken. So I get these pictures back, and it's of the floor mats. And there's some grass on the floor mats.
And mud and probably dog poop, right? You guys were tracking in mud. Remember how rainy it was that day? Huh? It was raining all day. I get this.
I don't at all. So I look at the pictures. Rover, I tweeted it. It's you can see the pictures in my Twitter.
Okay.
It's RMG Charlie. We don't have RMG TV right today. So if you want to see the pictures,
plug yourself. Yeah.
Yeah. RMG Charlie on Twitter. You can see him. And I keep this. Now I'm arguing with this person. So once I got these pictures back, how could you tell that this was me? Look at this. Okay, can you believe
what you're looking at? But it is kind of like the mat is dark.
It's just a floor mat.
That's what floor mats are for.
That's their purpose.
This does not look like a big mess to me. I have to be honest with you. So I emailed him back
and I'm like, what are you talking about? That's a floor mat. That's what they do. They protect you from potential grass clippings or whatever. And they're like, no, we looked at the pictures. First of all, look at both those pictures. Doesn't one look like it was in the front seat? Am I wrong here? If you're looking at both of them. The one that says Corolla.
They're definitely
on it,
different, yeah.
Snitzer and I were only in the back. So I'm like, there's no way I left this grass clipping, even if I did. This is just the guy's car that hasn't vacuumed in a couple weeks.
That does look like a...
How could you blame this on me?
That does look like a front seat floor mat.
Am I right?
there's two of them. One of the mats is in the back.
Yeah, one.
I would ask someone who has whatever year Toyota Corolla is to go to Charlie's Twitter. And actually, maybe I'll just retweet this so you can Rover Radio.
Yeah, I would love some information on this. If you have a Corolla, I don't know what year. I would love to know if that's both a front and a back one, because Snitzer and I were both in the back. That's not a lot of mud. And if it is, this guy's nuts. And also, if it is in the back, how could this guy pin this on me, these grass clippings? Because would he go after every time he drops somebody off, does he go in the back and inspect the floor mats?
Of course not. But what if you're the only ride that day?
That's probably the only one from Sunfest.
Yeah. And it was, like, I'm saying, it was muddy. It rained all freaking day. It's like a typhoon.
Okay.
So we were standing in mud.
But I'm looking at these photos. These do not look...
Oh, I'm furious.
These are not bad. These are not... This is like regular sort of...
It's not extreme.
Debris.
I could get it. Yeah, if there was a big mud print or something. No, it's just... That's what his... And I didn't look at his floor mat beforehand, because who does that? So I don't know if that's... If I did leave this or not, I find it hard to believe. And the reason why we did leave Sunfest, but we walked 6 blocks before we got in on sidewalk. There was no grass around.
Mm-hmm.
So I think all grass would have left my shoes by then. Screw this guy. And
so how much extra are they trying to charge you?
$20.
$20?
Pay it.
It's twice the amount the ride was. The ride was $21, and now I'm getting...
You are kidding me. $20?
For this guy to go vacuum his car. And
that's
insane. They're like, no, it could be worse, because if we have to get it professionally cleaned, it could be hundreds. It's like, well, no, I don't care whatever you're doing. I've never really had a problem with Uber, but like this guy, something's wrong here, right?
Oh, I agree. I'm with you on this one, Charlie. I'll retweet this.
Robert, I'm fighting
it
because, you know, it's not really my $20, but I'm on your behalf. I'm fighting this, you know.
Well, I would take it out. I mean, I may pay for your Uber rides, but I don't pay for your mess, Charlie.
Oh,
so
no.
I would make
Who
you
pays?
Pay me back the $20.
You think I'm
going to pay the $20 if you make a mess?
I got to be honest, currently you already did.
Uh-huh.
I'm fighting on your... I was so furious. I was typing yesterday. I had to walk away from the situation. I had to have my girlfriend sit down and make the email because she could better... I was using a lot of F words, a lot of different words.
Rover, isn't it suspicious if it's anybody on the show, it's Charlie that gets this complaint? I just feel like
on my credit card?
Yeah, I feel like
the first weekend that I give him my credit card in order to use it for Uber.
So you think that out of spite, Rover, you give me the credit card and I start packing my shoes with mud?
Something's wiping
going
your
on.
Feet all over the mat, take this dog poop and mud.
I don't have to worry about this because it's not my credit card paying for this Uber ride. Uh-huh.
How could an Uber driver take a picture of that floor mat and say, or he's going to understand what he did?
Exactly. Like, at first the picture didn't come in. I was like, okay, somebody must have spilled like a whole milkshake back there or something if I'm going to get charged $20. When the pictures came in and it's
there's
like...
There's two blades of grass on that one picture.
Yeah. And there's no mud. It's just this guy didn't vacuum his car and he wants me to pay $20 to vacuum his car. I'm not stopping until I get this money reversed.
You'll
get a one-star rating, man. You want to mess with these guys?
I will mess.
You want it?
Yes.
You got it.
All right, let me take a break. 866-YO-ROVER, 866-967-6837. We'll be right back on Rover's Morning Glory. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. No one has ever done what we do. No one will ever do what we do. Rover's Morning Glory, the only show you should be listening to.
Trying to charge Charlie $20 for making a mess in the back of a car in West Palm Beach. He tweeted out some photos. But you're maintaining that is, you and Snitzer were sitting in the back seat. You maintain one of those is a front seat
Yes. And
floor mat, you believe?
Some people have sent me some pictures of some Corolla floor mats, and I believe that is a front seat. So, and he's just, from the picture I see, it's two or three blades of grass total that he's claiming he had to vacuum, and it cost me $20. And I see people saying, like, I can afford it or whatever. Yeah, it's $20. It's not the end of the world. But this guy's doing this.
So what if you can afford it?
Yeah,
what
this guy's have to do ripping me off. He's right. ripping me off.
Anyone
he's,
who's saying, well, you can afford it, well, next time I see you, I'm just going to say, give me $20.
Yeah, because you can afford it. Yeah, yeah. No. And I'm guessing this guy does this every night. I mean,
gets his car detailed for free all the time.
Yes, and he's just constantly, at the end of the night, he just starts charging everybody $20 for leaving. Again, a total of two blades of grass on the back of floor mat and maybe like six blades of grass
getting
on the front
any sort
floor
of customer service out of Uber is almost impossible. They just you email them back, you'll reply to this thing, Charlie, and you'll just get a form email back. They do not you have to keep at it.
Oh, I won't.
Over
I'm not
and
gonna
over
stop
it yeah. over again. Doggo in Jupiter, Florida. You're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey man.
How's it going, guys?
Hey, what's good? Up?
Colin, because I definitely have a Toyota Corolla 2016, the LE, and yep. It says Corolla on the front seats in the corner, but it doesn't on the back, and I'm pretty sure no car makes it worse than on the back.
So you believe that that is a front seat floor mat that they sent a picture of?
I'm 100% positive. They don't. Nah, I've been around cars a long time. I've never seen them in the back seat. Even if you go Google them right now and kind of buy the OEM ones from Toyota. They don't make them in the back seat.
So nobody was in the front seat. Charlie Snitz didn't go in the front seat. You both were in the back.
Yeah, both in the back. Okay. And the two pictures he sent are obviously different floor mats. One just a square, and one says Corolla on it. And it's not like they would make one in the back say Corolla for some reason. They're obviously different floor mats. This guy's a liar. And even if I did do this, it's six blades of grass. That's natural. If you're picking people up for a living, and that's what you do, and people get in your car, in and out, in and out, there's going to be a couple blades of grass left over every once in a while, and it's not something you should charge anybody for. I thought that he was going to show me a puke stain, something really weird. Maybe Snitzer like had an accident and urinated on himself or something over there. Mm-hmm, I was expecting mm-hmm. something like that. When I got the floor mat picture back, I was blown away. And the Nads keep saying to me, he's like, why wouldn't the guy... And I agree with this. If you're going to do this, why wouldn't you frame me a little bit more? Because the pictures he sent are embarrassing on Uber's part.
Start rubbing mud and dirt all over it.
Yeah, to do it, to get at least when I ask for the pictures, make it look worse than it is, because it's so embarrassing that this is what this guy's arguing over. I mean, just get a vacuum, man. And I didn't do it. I also didn't do it. I wasn't by the grass.
Well, will you keep us informed as to how you fare in your Uber fight?
Yes, of course.
We were just in a fight. B2's been in a fight for the past few days with Savannah, Georgia, because the city of Savannah, Georgia, because we parked Rolling Glory 1 in a parking lot there in Savannah, and we had set it up in advance. I mean, she's very diligent about setting up in advance. She's very anal. She likes to prepare. She likes to plan. Me, I'm the opposite. I'm just like, just roll in and park we'll park where we park. Nope, she's got to do everything in advance. So she does that. And during the show, this meter maid comes out and gives the bus a ticket.
How much?
$250. Whoa. So damn. B2 goes, she gets off the bus like 2 minutes after we get this ticket. And she takes the ticket inside. We're in the city parking lot. The city parking lot building is right there. She takes it inside, and they say, oh, yeah, don't worry about this. We'll void this ticket out for you. And she said that she even filled out because we rolled in there at 2:30 in the morning or 4 in the morning or whatever it was, so no one's around at that point. And they knew that, though, but, you know, because she had contacted them in advance. So she had a parking permit form filled out, and they go, oh, you don't have to worry about that. Just go to the guard gate when you leave. You'll be all set. You don't worry about the parking permit thing. So they actually took it, and they threw it away. 10 minutes later, it wasn't 10 minutes later, but when we got back to the bus that night, they had put another ticket on the bus. a duplicate ticket of that 9:30 a.m. ticket that they gave us. And she's like, this has got to be some sort of a mistake. They voided that ticket out. So she called there the next day, and they were like, no, no, it's you said that you were going to leave by 8 a.m., and that's why you got this ticket. She goes, no, no, no. I said we were going to leave by 8 p.m. They go, no, you said 8 a.m. That's why we just threw away the little parking permit thing, said go to the guard gate. You said that you were going to leave at 8 a.m. You owe us $250. And she gets really worked up over this stuff, too. Well, like
who doesn't?
She's,
I hate people trying to take money from me. It's the worst.
So she's like, no, I talked to this lady inside. I talked to her. And that lady's like, no, you told me 8 a.m.
When B2 talks to that lady, it was 10 a.m.
Right.
So it's 2 hours after we've already should have left. So and this lady's then, completely lying.
She goes, the meter maid, who she also talked to the meter maid who put the ticket on there. And after the fact, and she's like, oh, okay, yeah, all right, I understand. And the meter maid, no, 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 you said you were leaving at 8 a.m. So they're all in on this scam now. It's basically a parking ticket scam.
They're in the deep state on this Savannah, Georgia.
Deep state in Savannah, trying yes. to get $250 out of us. So they're like, no, you said 8 a.m., that's it. You owe this $250. So B2's just going berserk over this. I said, why don't we? I said, where did you talk to this meter maid? She goes, right outside the bus. I go, what side of the bus? She goes, right by the door of the bus. I said, okay.
Oh, security camera, right?
So pull up the security camera, and the security cameras record audio. And she's like, I'm pretty sure that I told the meter maid it was 8 p.m. I'm like almost positive. I know I told the lady inside, and I think I told them, but I'm not positive. I pull it. We had to download 10 minutes of video of her talking to this meter maid, and we're listening, and then boom, she goes, yeah, we'll be leaving at 8 o'clock tonight, and the meter maid's like, okay, no problem. So she did tell him.
I love this.
So then, B2, emails, whatever, and they completely changed their tune. Now they're sweet as pie down there. Oh, this was all a big misunderstanding. Okay, no problem. We'll void that right out for you, but. Prior to that, they were saying, no, you said you were leaving at 8 a.m. Like, right?
Yeah, and it doesn't make any sense you'd be leaving at 8 a.m. because when they wrote the ticket, it was at
9:30.
It was 9:30 or 10, because I remember you fell down the stairs in front of all those old people. That was exactly at 10 a.m., and you were going out there to go talk to her, and B2 is outside. So so their claim is B2 said, we're going to leave an hour and a half ago? Like, it doesn't make any sense. It just doesn't make sense. So I'm so happy you were able to shove this in their face. It's so good.
Why do you fight it? You can afford it, though, Rover.
Yeah.
pay the money.
That's right. What they depend on. I really think they depend on people, like especially this guy that's charging me $20 for Uber. He's depending on me, and it probably happens all the time. He just says, you did this.
Because it's almost for people, It takes up, in order to fight it for $20 or something.
Oh, I'm going
to
spend
the amount of time that it takes to fight it for that $20. Time is money, as they say, and it will take you $50 worth of time in order to get that $20 back.
Yeah, if you were divided up by hours, it's like $4 an hour I've spent on this so far, and it's just going to get less and less the more time I spend on it. But in the end, I don't care. I have the time, and I will be bothering this person and this company until I get my stupid $20 back.
Nick, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Nick.
Morning, guys. How's it going?
Hey, what's happening, bud?
Yeah, so I've actually had Uber try and charge me twice, $150 for deep cleaning fees, claiming that I threw up in the back of their car.
And what did you do?
So what you have to do is you just keep emailing them. They'll keep sending you automated responses, but just keep hammering them for like either a timestamp on the photo or just saying that you didn't do it. And eventually they'll end up clearing it for you. But you literally have to go through probably like 20 automated emails from them until they finally give it to you.
That's fine. And I would do the same. Mine was only $20, but of course, if you didn't puke, who wouldn't be? Yeah. I mean, you'd be And it's $150?
Twice he was charged. I would get out of every Uber and acknowledge the driver to look in the back seat, say, there's no puke here, right? I did not puke, and then leave.
Yeah, you might have to actually take a video every time you get out of an Uber now and just show the back of the car and hold on to all these little 10-second videos, Uber videos, to document that you haven't done anything with the car. Here's someone in the 607 writes, sitting in my 2015 Corolla, no logos on the back floor mats, only the front.
Can you believe this? The audacity of this guy to say that, and even send that picture and knowing he's taking a picture of the front seat. Me and Stetzer were only in the back, never once walked to the front. And this was also a dick Uber driver. And I didn't, what he did is I called the Uber, and before he came to pick me up, he just called me and said, where are you going? And that's code for, is it worth my time to pick you up? Because they don't know where you're going until they accept the ride. You get in the car. Once you get in the car, then he knows. So he was actually one of those guys.
Is that true? That yes. They don't know where you're going?
Yep. They don't know until they, not just accept, they don't know until he starts the ride. Once he hits starts ride, it tells you where they're.
Yeah, because they always ask you once you get in, where are you going now? You're going to this hotel? And I'm always like, don't you know?
They do. But the reason why they'll call before they pick you up every once in a while is because he wants to go, is this worth my time to pick this person up? He'll just cancel it. If I would have said, like, I'm only driving 2 minutes away or 5 minutes away, he would just say, oh, all right, I'll be there in a second. Would have lied and would have hung up and waited for a better fare to come along. Mm-hmm. But since I said I was going 15 miles away, he went, okay, cool. I'll be there. You know, they don't let you in on this, but that's what happens.
Yeah.
So that guy is he's an Uber pro of scamming the system. From the beginning, I knew something was off with this guy. And other than that, it was a pleasant ride. I just don't know why he would just try to charge me $20. What a dick.
I think that you really are going to have to take video now.
I will. And I also have no problem wasting my time sending 20 emails, $1 an email to get my money back or your money
back.
Just
pay it.
No. No, it's the principle of the matter here. In all, it's the principle.
Do you have the guy's name?
Oh, yeah.
Because is it possible he came back to pick up me and Jeffrey? Jeffrey always sits in the front seat of every Uber, and I always sit in the back. Is it possible that we destroyed that Uber, and then he's coming after you?
I don't know how to get charged to my account, but possible, yes. Why does he sit in the front?
I don't know. Just every time we go, he always sits in the front. I go in the back.
You're kidding me. That's very strange. So Jeffrey sits in the front seat, and so it's just the two of you. Jeffrey sits in the front seat with the driver?
Oh, 100% of the time. And I love it, Rover, because he just talks this guy's ear off, and I can just sit in the back and relax. It's almost distracting to the driver because Jeffrey's talking so much about basketball and George Carlin, everything.
Very loud, too.
Oh, yeah.
If he were to get in a taxi cab, let's say he were going somewhere by himself in a cab, would he get in the front or the back of the cab?
The front.
Yeah.
We got a limo one time, Rover. I forget where it was. And Jeffrey sat in the front with the limo driver, and I was in the back by myself.
That is really strange. Huh.
He just loves to talk, man.
Well, who ordered that Uber?
Which one? The one we did?
Yeah.
If it was that night, Sunday night after Pitbull, Jeffrey got that one.
Okay.
But I'm just saying, how funny would that be if that guy came back to pick us up, we destroyed the Uber, and then he didn't know who did, and he came after you.
I've got his name, Caesar, and I still haven't rated him either. He's getting a big old one star for me. I've never done that. I always feel bad for these guys, and I always give 5 stars.
We had a guy drive us the wrong way on the freeway.
Oh my God.
Yeah, on accident, we gave him 5 stars.
Yes.
I was driving around yesterday real quick. There was 2 lanes going one way, 2 lanes going the other way, right?
Mm-hmm.
This car started coming at me on the wrong side of the street, if you can understand.
Yes.
They just pulled in on the completely wrong side, going right towards me. I'm like, what is this guy doing? And I look, it was a handicapped sticker, so this person was obviously kind of off. And I was like, oh, my God, what the hell am I going to do? I start waving my hands. I'm like, you're on the wrong side. You're on the wrong side. This lady then waves to me, get over. Get over to me. I go, you bitch. What are you doing? And we could have killed each other. I could not believe
it. Who turned then?
She just stopped then and waved me over. So I veered to the right lane.
Was this right here?
No. This was way on the east side.
Okay.
But I don't know how you can mistake that and go down the wrong side of the freaking road.
I've got to take a break. When we come back, I'll tell you about a school program that used to be exclusive. You used to have to try out to get into this, and you used to have to have some sort of talent in order to be able to do it. But after just one complaint, that's all out, and anyone gets into this school activity. I'll tell you what it is and what makes this story so strange. We'll be right back on Rover's Morning Glory. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. And over a dozen felony charges.
Dangerous
for our country.
They're about venom, vitriol, divisiveness,
and dangerous for the world.
Now back to Rover's Morning Glory.
This is in New Jersey, where a woman was upset that her daughter did not make the cheerleading squad, so she complained. She thought it was unfair that her little princess did not make the cheerleading squad at Hanover Park High School. So she said, look, this is not fair. I'm going to keep pressing the issue. I'm going to complain. So they had to take this complaint seriously. And now the Board of Education has said that you are not allowed to have tryouts for cheerleading, that everyone is allowed to participate in cheerleading.
Oh, you gotta be kidding.
Everyone, that's right.
So anybody, it's be a girl that's 400 pounds, a girl that can't dance, they're just on the team.
Correct. They want to make cheerleading more inclusive. That's a direct quote, more inclusive. And they are, they're sticking to their decision. It was actually the high school that made the policy. The Board of Education is reviewing it, but they haven't said, no, you can't do this. And of course, the cheerleaders on the team, who had made the team, they're devastated.
Why would they be devastated? They still get to be on the team.
Because there's a lot of hard work that goes into preparing to be a cheerleader. You have to practice all these routines and
do whatever you have to do.
The jumps, the splits, I mean, they have to be in shape.
And it's sort of a prestigious thing in high school, right? To be a cheerleader.
It's an accomplishment.
It's the hottest of the hot in the school.
Yes. And now, anyone could be a cheerleader.
So
why
not? It's not even, is it really a real thing? Like, what is it?
What do you mean, is it really a real thing?
Is it really hard to get into anyways?
Yes.
Of course it is.
They make cuts.
You have to have certain dance skills. You have to have a look, too. And I don't care if you think that that's discriminatory, or you think that this is sexist, or you think that this is old school. The fact of the matter is, you want your cheerleaders to be attractive, just like when you put an anchor on the television news. Anyone can read off a teleprompter, but you want the person to be attractive because you want people to tune in.
I don't see
the same thing with cheerleading.
But I don't see what it takes away. I mean, if you want to be a cheerleader and you are the hot one, you can still be a cheerleader. It's not taken away from you. You still get to do the thing you want, and it's done.
No, you don't, because if everyone is allowed to be a cheerleader, let's say the cheerleading squad has 10 girls on it. If everyone is allowed to participate, there are probably 1,000 kids at school. So your actual time cheerleading, if you even get to go out there and cheer, is minimized because everyone gets to participate.
Can guys sign up?
Sure, why not?
The girls in my high school worked their ass off. They would go on like down to Florida and do tournaments down there. And now that you're going to have like fat chicks and people in wheelchairs, you can't flip around.
Well, you're saying if you're handicapped, you can't be in it?
No, you can, but I'm now you can.
Well, you're saying you don't want the handicapped.
Yeah, I'm saying that's what he just said.
Yeah, you're against them.
No, you just said people in wheelchairs shouldn't be allowed to be in this kind of activity.
If they had tryouts and they were tumbling and throwing people in the air, do you think that someone...
You can't throw a guy in a wheelchair?
You're going to throw up the wheelchair?
We can put you got to get a seatbelt on this. So
no, I think you take him out of the wheelchair and you toss him around.
Like a rag doll?
Well, no. I mean, their upper body still works and just throw them up in the air.
And
why
then
can't
what
you
do you
that? Do? Catch them and put them back in the wheelchair. What's wrong with that? I don't
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
It's craziness.
I don't see a problem
not
at
everyone,
all.
I get it that you want your little princess to be a cheerleader. But the fact of the matter is she didn't make the cheerleading squad for whatever reason. Maybe it's politics. Maybe it's looks. Maybe it's dance skills. Whatever the reason, she didn't make the team. And this mother went to complain. And other parents and students are upset now because they're like, look, our whole cheerleading experience has been ruined. You need to rescind this rule. And the school said, look, no, everyone can participate. So we make this more inclusive. And if you don't like it, we will just scrap cheerleading altogether. That's the threat that the school made. We'll just get rid of cheerleaders
sure.
altogether.
I'd rather they did that, Rover, that they just scrapped the whole thing.
No, no, Dieter. Okay, well, if you think that's the right answer, you played football in high school, right?
Yeah.
Okay. What if I tried, you make the team. What if my mom is upset that I didn't make the team and she complains? So they say, okay, everyone gets to participate in football. Everyone plays. Dieter, you get to play one play a game because everyone can play if they want, regardless of skill level. If you thought that was silly, would you want them to then cancel the football team completely?
Yes. Bro, if that's the choice, I get to play one play because all the losers get on the team, or we cancel the entire season, I would say cancel it. I don't even want to go. If anybody just, what's all that hard work for? All that training for if you just get a walk onto the team?
I did walk onto the team. I was on the football
team. The fifth quarter team.
Yeah.
Right,
they made an extra
right, make a game. Special league for the special needs kids. I get what they did.
No, and they were allowing anybody to play football.
For the fifth quarter, not for the regular game, Charlie.
Well, if I was good enough and I proved myself, I'd make it to game time.
Here's the whole point. They made a special little league for you guys.
No, we were still the regular team.
No.
But you didn't go in until the fifth quarter when the game was over.
It was halftime.
Everybody leaves the stands.
Halftime.
Yeah, so people are eating hot dogs and going to the bathroom.
Wait
that's
a second, Charlie. Let me just get this straight. So the regular football team would go into the locker room at halftime, and what would you do?
It's time to strap in, man. Strap up. Get out on the gridiron.
Strap on.
Yeah.
Get a strap on.
Get out into the gridiron, bash some skulls in with my guys.
Uh-huh. And so you guys would play during halftime?
Yeah, because everybody would have left. So we forced everybody to kind of watch us. It was cool, and it felt fun.
Why? Can I just ask you, in all seriousness, why subject yourself to that? That seems humiliating.
I actually had fun. Have you ever been on a football team?
No,
okay,
no.
Because you're a total, I don't want to say anything, but obviously you couldn't cut it. I made it to the football team, and if I didn't
no,
make
you
it,
wouldn't,
like,
you didn't make
no,
it
no,
to
no,
a football
if I was
team.
You, right
you
now,
made it
yes.
to the you made it to the halftime show.
If I was you,
you're
right,
like one of Beyonce's dancers.
No,
that's it.
If I was you, I'm sure I would regret not ever joining the football team. But I played in kind of the big leagues, man, and you didn't. And I would try to have a negative spin on my time.
How do you think people in the stands? I mean, what were they thinking when you guys were out there playing during halftime?
I didn't go and talk to them.
Talk amongst themselves? Were they like, oh, look at that guy.
I was too busy getting sacks, man.
Look at that guy with the crooked eyes over there. He's really got some talent on the gridiron. Is that what you think they were saying?
Where were you when this was happening? You weren't even there because they wouldn't let you on the team. I was on the fifth quarter team.
It sounds like they would let anyone on the team, Charlie, according to you.
Yeah, but you didn't. You didn't have the balls to sign up. I signed up for football, and I did it. I was awesome at the fifth quarter team. Sure, it was just a fifth quarter team, but I got a couple sacks in, defensive and offensive.
Sacks in your mouth.
Okay. Not you. All right. No, but I don't see anything wrong with just letting the cheerleaders be. Who cares? Let them all be cheerleaders. At my school, we had the cheerleaders, and then there was a team of, like, dance girls.
Yeah, dance girls, yeah.
Yeah, that was the B team.
That was a different group of women.
That was
all
one that they couldn't jump up and do the splits or do the flips. It was just like a dance with, like, ribbons and...
Yeah, those were the bigger girls, right?
Right.
They couldn't
Stephanie.
Make it. So now they just let them join the cheerleading team instead.
Well, and that's... But that ruins it for the cheerleaders,
No, because
Stephanie.
Nobody's watching the dance team.
In Sarasota, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning.
Hi.
I'm calling about the cheerleading thing. I was a cheerleader. I'm a little bit older than y'all probably, but I was a cheerleader all through my school, junior high, high school. And you had to try out. If you couldn't make it, if you couldn't get the cut, then you didn't make it. But that's what a pep squad is. You have a pep squad. And they stand behind the cheerleaders, and they back the cheerleaders up. But I was cheer, you know, there was a couple, one year I did, I was cheerleader for like 3 years in a row, and then the fourth time I tried out when I was in seventh grade, I didn't make that team. But it's because I just couldn't do what, there was, there were better girls that mm-hmm. could do the flips and do all that stuff. But, then
your mom didn't go to the school and complain and say that little Stephanie should have been on, and they didn't have to shut down the whole cheerleading squad because of you?
Nope. If you don't make the cut, you just wait till next year. That's just the way it is, you know.
That's right.
That's the way it was when I was in cheerleading, and somebody, you know, that's crazy that they messed up that cheerleading squad like that. It's like the football. If you can't be a quarterback and if you can't throw that ball, then you can't be a quarterback.
Yeah. If you're not good enough to be on the football team, you get to play on the team that Charlie was on during halftime. That's the way that it works. You don't just onto the varsity football team. You don't let them just become a cheerleader because they showed up to school. Therefore, you're a cheerleader.
I just think cheerleading is a 100% waste of time, so I don't feel like there's any point.
To you it is, not to them.
Taking it away. I mean, you're not taking it away. If you really want to waste your time jumping up and down, I don't know where this go. Where you do with that.
Well, they go to competitions. They
and then
get
what?
The crowd going. We can win.
You can go
trophies.
To college and get a scholarship.
Exactly.
You've also said, Charlie, that sports are a waste of time.
Of course it is, yeah.
So why did you participate in it if it's such a waste of time?
Because all my friends joined.
So you're just a follower. You do what they do.
It's something you don't really get. I have friends, and I wanted to hang out with them, so I wanted to be around my friends.
And they only wanted to hang out with you if you were playing football, which you consider to be a complete and total waste of time.
It was. I did kick ass at football, but it was, in the end, what did I get out of it? Nothing. I mean, cheerleading and sports, unless you're a guy that, at least in sports, like you make it to the big time and you get like a huge paycheck. I don't know what you get out of cheerleading. Other than, you, like you said, competition. What do you get after that?
Well, you could make it in the NFL as a cheerleader.
And how much do they make? $8 an hour?
Yeah, that's bad.
And then what? I mean, so, like, there's no... I don't know what the end result of being the best cheerleader is, and maybe I'm totally wrong, but it seems like a 100% waste of time.
John, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
Hey.
Charlie, you should have just been a cheerleader rather than a halftime football player. I mean, that's a joke. You know, it's when you, in my high school, you went and played football. Everybody could join the team,
uh-huh.
but not everybody got to play. You know, it's you either.
Well, I did.
You're there to support. You're there to support the team, or you're good enough to play on the team. And if you can't cut it playing, you just don't play.
I did.
You know, if they want to let all.
Yeah, what kind of lesson does it teach kids that if you're not good enough to make something, don't worry, we'll change the rules so that everyone is allowed to make it? That just does not set kids up for the real world when they get out. I mean, look, in your profession, whatever you're going to do for a career, your boss isn't going to look at this the same way and go, "Oh, you want a radio show, but you have no talent? Don't worry, we'll give you a morning drive. Why not?" That's not how things work. You have to practice and be good at something, and this sets a terrible example for these kids. I think 866 Yo Rover 866-967-6837. But some kids who are spoiled, and their parents, who spoiled them in the first place, can't accept reality that your daughter isn't cut out to be a cheerleader. She's too ugly. She's too uncoordinated.
Fat.
She's too big of a bitch, whatever the case may be. Whatever they don't want her on the cheerleader team, she just isn't on it. Get over it. Get over yourself. Switch schools if you want to do that. Don't ruin it for everyone on that cheerleading squad. Amy, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Amy.
Hi there. This is really bothering me because people have to realize there are just limitations in life, whether it be because of your looks, your size, your age, whatever it may be, and move on and find something else you want to do. I'm a heavier person. I know for a fact I'm not going to be a cheerleader. I know I'm not going to be a gymnast, and I accept that. And there's also, like they're saying with the handicapped people,
Yes, I feel terrible for handicapped people that they have those limitations, but they have to recognize those limitations and realize they're not going to be pole vaulters. They're not going to do these things, and we should stop trying to be a society that has to accommodate to everybody.
Sure. Yeah, right. Like, if you were born blind, I have every sympathy for you. You were born blind, but guess what? You're not going to become a commercial airline pilot, no matter how much you want to. It just ain't going to happen, because you have to be able to see. And you have to learn how to live with your own limitations. I'd love to be a male supermodel, but take a look at my head. I'm completely bald. Ain't going to happen. It's not going to work. So I just
don't see what it takes away from anybody else. If you want to be the cheerleader, you could still be on the team. If you work for it, you'll still be there. You're not missing. Nothing's changing for you. You still get to be a cheerleader.
Sure it is. You're not having... If all of a sudden the squad of 10 girls turns into a squad of 150,
uh-huh.
You think that you're getting the same level of practice, the same level of exposure?
What is it? It's just jumping up and down.
But they do routines like pyramids and stuff. And
not high school cheerleaders or the competition ones do that?
No, it's the same.
The high school ones jump up and down. And do the splits.
No, they were doing stuff. They throw them up in the air. They do pyramids. And they do a lot of single stuff. Flips, right. Like one person would come up front. They almost like form a half circle and let her do like one single routine. Like
let the
flips.
Big girl try a flip. She lands on her head. Then that's it. I don't understand. Who cares?
Todd in West Palm Beach. You're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Todd.
Rover.
Yo.
All right, man. So here's a different perspective. I just want to throw this out there. So here in Palm Beach County, we just recently had a school that said exactly the same scenario. A kid was cut or not allowed to play on the football team. They told him he was too small, not strong enough. They let him go. So dad went down. Dad said, I want him to play. They made the adjustment. They said anybody could play.
Oh, my God.
This is a pretty heavy-duty school. And I'll tell you, the schools that come out of Florida, these kids that come out of these schools, it's a pretty heavy-duty program, and a lot of these guys make it. And so they're not small guys. So here's the thought. What happens when they let this 100-pound kid out there, and he gets absolutely slaughtered, right? He gets injured to the point where he is, you know, he's
paralyzed.
Now who pays, right? Now who pays the price?
Yeah, I'll tell you what will happen, Todd. I can make a prediction. That same dad who was whining and crying that his little baby didn't make it on the football team is going to sue the school and the school district and the football coach, saying that they failed to protect little Johnny. That's what
Absolutely.
Will happen. Yeah, this is nuts.
It's the same thing for the cheerleaders. Honestly, football players yell pretty quickly generally, but cheerleaders that sport, it has the longest return time after an injury. So, I mean, this is not—it's not a joke. And the protection for these kids is that tryout. It's about physical health. It's not about
Sure. I mean, Charlie, what if they're on this cheerleading squad? They're throwing each other around and stuff. What if you have someone who is not as experienced, not as able, because they let everyone on the cheerleader squad, and they throw little Susie up into the air, and she comes back down, and they're unable to catch her because they're not skilled enough.
I don't know. Don't join cheerleading then. If you're worried about falling on your head, because that's the only real danger of cheerleading, then don't do it. I don't know what to tell you there.
Just in your world, the world that you live in, I just want to be clear.
The normal world, yeah.
If you want to do something, whether you are qualified and skilled enough to do it, you should be allowed, because fair is fair and everyone can do whatever they want. That's the world you want to live in.
So you want to twist it into that. Okay. If it's cheerleading, sure, because it's a waste of time anyways. You want to sign up for cheerleading and waste your high school time? Go ahead.
Well, next time you get on a plane, why don't you just...
Well, like
hey,
I said,
some
I
guy
just,
want some
like
guy
I'm
wanted
finishing,
to be a pilot, Charlie,
like I'm
and his feelings were hurt when he was not accepted as
I knew
an
this
airline
is where you're
pilot.
Going, and this is
so
stupid.
So would you get on a plane with that guy?
That's stupid. So what I was saying again with cheerleading before you cut me off, but if it's something serious where other people's lives are in danger, like obviously if you're blind, you can't drive a car. If you... can't fly a plane, you can't fly a plane. This is cheerleading. It's much different than flying a plane. It's just something you do in your free time, and That's okay to me. Let everybody sign up.
All right, so if lives aren't in danger, that's where you draw the line, when lives are in danger. But if you are totally unqualified for something, and let's say you are going into a store and it should take you 2 minutes to do a transaction, but because anyone can get whatever they want, the worker there takes 45 minutes to complete that same transaction, Charlie. That's fine with you because lives aren't
in danger. I don't understand what you mean. What do you mean?
Well, let's say that they put someone who doesn't know how to run whatever piece of equipment. You go into a store to get something made or whatever, and it should take to get a key made. Let's say you need a copy of your house key.
Yeah.
And you walk into a Home Depot. You know how they have that little machine? It goes, zzz, it makes you a new key. It takes 30 seconds.
I think they're automatic. But the guy
running it doesn't understand. So instead of taking 30 seconds, but he loves making keys. He goes, I want to make keys. My dream job is to make keys.
Yeah, he's got the keys, okay.
And it takes him 45 minutes. You're fine with that.
I would walk out of the store.
Uh-huh.
And I wouldn't go back to that store. So,
but why? That's just...
That's a job. Cheerleaders aren't getting paid, mm-hmm. So it's not a job. So this is something you can do for, I believe, pretty much free, or you might even have to pay to do it. It doesn't affect anybody else. It's a waste of time. And you want to jump around on the sidelines of a football team? Go ahead. I don't care.
Stephanie,
if you have a job where you're affecting other people in any way and you're not able to do the job, then no, you shouldn't be hired to do a job.
So, Stephanie, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Stephanie.
Hi. I just called to comment on the cheerleading thing. My daughter was a cheerleader. And there were a couple different squads. There was basketball, there was football, and then there was competition. She did football and competition. It kept her busy. It kept her in shape. Charlie, I think that your remarks are ignorant because cheerleading is not pointless if it's something that the girls are passionate about.
No, it's a cool hobby. I mean, it's a hobby. It's not. But it's in the end, it's kind of a waste of time. It's as good as like playing a video game to me. There's no point in it in the end.
In the end of what?
I don't know. Like if you're, I think what the goal of like football is, you hopefully one day you make it to a football team and you get paid tons of money. I don't know what the end result of cheerleading is.
People that join a football team in high school are hoping to get into the NFL in the end.
Dieter?
Or is it something to keep them busy and keep them in shape, and then they go on and get other jobs and are successful people in life?
That's the dream.
Okay.
But I don't think every kid playing in high school football thinks they're going to make it into the NFL.
No, of course not. And my daughter didn't think she was going to become an NFL cheerleader, but she had fun doing it. It kept her busy. It kept her in line.
It would ruin the squad, right, if they let everyone on with no regard to appearance or skill or anything.
Yeah, they wouldn't even be able to fit all of the girls into the area where the girls cheer. There's no way that will ever work.
A girl in my school went to college and was a cheerleader at a Division I university and then ended up graduating and becoming the cheerleading coach there, and her life would be completely different if she didn't have that opportunity.
She's just teaching more people. She used her worthless skill and then later is now teaching more people.
Oh, she got a college education. And
to teach what? To teach more people? So the end result, the best thing you can do with a cheerleading degree is become a cheerleading coach. Great point.
Aubrey. In Binghamton, New York, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Aubrey.
Good morning.
Hey.
I completely disagree with him. Cheerleading is a sport, and I was on the JV team for about 2 years, and then I was promised a varsity spot, but I didn't have the qualifications of, like, tumbling, so I wasn't able to, like, get on right away because you had to have certain qualifications to get on. And I do feel that there are jobs outside of high school for cheerleading. Where do you think the people in movies that are like doing cheerleading in the background or
how about that, Charlie?
Yeah, good cheerleading extras.
Yeah,
Charlie,
yeah.
There's a whole
sometimes
industry
they need
for that.
In a sports movie, I guess they do need somebody in the background out of focus jumping up and down. I didn't think of that, but you're right. That's a potential job opportunity where you could be making $5 a day or something. I'm sorry. You're right.
Thank you.
See?
But yes, cheerleading is a sport. I did wrestling for 10 years before I did cheerleading, and it physically prepared me for cheerleading. So I do believe sports are essential in a child's life. And like the other woman said, it does give them something to do. It gives them something to look forward to, a goal, instead of doing bad other things that other people do.
Yeah.
It is a sport.
Bring It On is a cheerleading movie.
That's right. Yep, you can become a movie star if you're a good enough cheerleader. Aubrey, you said that you you are a wrestler as well. They don't really have female wrestling teams, do they?
No. I wrestled with all men. My whole career of wrestling, I wrestled one female.
Did you ever beat the guys?
Yes, guys.
And you would beat them sometimes?
Yes, I won states twice.
Whoa. What weight class?
It was in high school. I was 130.
And you beat the guys and won the state?
Wow.
Yes. My dad was my wrestling coach, and he is like my hero. He taught me everything, and he would even tell me, like, what I had to eat, what I couldn't eat to be in certain weight classes. He would work out with me. My brother was on the wrestling team with me. It was, like, the best experience I've ever had.
That would be humiliating for a guy. It was the best experience you had, the worst experience for the guys who were beaten by you. I used to witness that when I wrestled.
I definitely had an experience where I had to wrestle a male, and then he was making sexual comments about me, and like his father was saying bad stuff about me because I was a female in a male sport, and my dad was just like, you know, just win him with a pin. So I won, pinned him. He got upset, and then I ended up having to wrestle him again in a different round, and he got mad and forfeit, and I automatically won because he didn't want to wrestle me again.
Do you think, Aubrey, that you could take Charlie, this guy who's saying all this stuff about cheerleaders? You think, and Charlie, what do you weigh?
170.
Do you think you could take Charlie in a wrestling match, Aubrey?
Oh, I definitely could.
No, let me just stand there. I mean, obviously that would be an easy match. I would destroy her. I've never.
Well, do you weigh? Oh, yeah. What do you weigh today, Aubrey?
145.
Yeah, I've never wrestled.
This would be a good match, I think. 170 versus 145, male versus female, the battle of the sexes. Charlie, you think you could take her?
Yeah, I don't really know the rules of wrestling. I've never been involved because it looked kind of, it just wasn't something I was interested in, like rolling around with another dude. So I don't really, other than you get them on their back, but they always
that
start
came
off
later in life when you met Nats.
Didn't you play football? Didn't you have to roll around with dudes in football?
We had pads on and stuff. This is pretty close to nude. And, I don't – they always start off in the doggy-style position, which I never understood, how you could – what is going on in wrestling when they're doing that, Rover? Didn't you do this?
Yeah, that's –
what's this doggy – why would they make kids in front of their entire school?
You would
school?
Do that, if you get out of
– why do they make kids grab a ball in between a man's crotch in football?
I'm with you on that, Aubrey. I totally get it. I just don't understand what this dog – this is, that's very sexual-looking to me is when the – the one dude's on all fours and another dude is BFing him behind.
Well, he's not behind him.
He's beside him, Charlie.
But he puts his arm around him like a reach around.
Yeah, I mean, we've all seen
he's
it.
Putting his arm around him on his belly button.
Cool.
Okay.
Yeah. Aubrey, let me just throw something out. You live in Binghamton now?
Yes.
Okay. The next time that we come to Binghamton, well, I don't know when that will be, but the next time we're in Binghamton on board Rolling Glory 1, if I called you in advance, would you be willing to take Charlie on in a wrestling match?
I'd have to think about that, but
let's just want to get embarrassed.
It'd definitely be interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I mean, we could probably just roll right up to a local high school or something, Charlie.
Sure.
Get on the mat. Put you in a singlet, Charlie. And let you and Aubrey, I mean, we could turn it into a thing. We could have spectators there. I like this idea. Charlie, you're confident you can beat her.
Of course I could. There's no question. I've never had any wrestling experience, but all you do is just throw somebody down on their back. I mean,
pin them.
A girl? Yeah. Come on, guys.
All right, Aubrey, I'm gonna put you on hold here. Don't go anywhere. Hold on a second, Aubrey. Nads, will you take Aubrey's phone number down and email that to me, please?
I'm on it.
All right. Get her email address. Get her phone number.
How do you guys feel about
email that to me? And I would like to set that up. Maybe we'll just bring a mat with us at that Speedy Fest, that festival that they do in Binghamton. Maybe you could be the main attraction there, Charlie. You versus Aubrey in a Greco-Roman match.
How do you guys feel about a girl wrestler? Aren't you guys like, you're not in a girl's just joining teams just because they complain so much that...
If they're able to make the team, I don't have a problem with
it. Okay, so now... All right, it just seems before, like, if a girl could join the football team, you guys didn't seem too pumped about it.
If they're able to make the team, and they're not like selected just because they're a female, but if they're the best kicker or the best wrestler or whatever the case may be, if they're able to compete with boys and potentially beat boys.
So would you have a problem if a huge girl, like, you know, way overweight, could still do all the cheerleading moves? Would you still let her on the team?
I think cheerleading also has to do with appearance.
Okay.
I do. Look, let's just be honest. Looks matter when it comes to cheerleading. It's not just the physical moves that you're able to do as a cheerleader. It is also about appearance, just as it is in other things. Should we now teach kids, you want to be a... Sports Illustrated swimsuit model? Sure. You could be ugly and 800 pounds, but we let everyone into the pages of Sports Illustrated because we want to be all-inclusive. No, that's not how the real world works. So looks matter when it comes to cheerleading. Looks don't matter in everything, although in most cases they do to some extent. The better looking you are, I think the easier your life is. But in some professions, such as cheerleading, modeling, acting, TV gigs, looks matter. Let's not kid ourselves. And cheerleading, certainly, an important part of that is your appearance and your upkeep, how you look. I've got to take a break. 866-YO-ROVER. We'll be right back on Rover's Morning Glory. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory.
Morning Glory has dominated morning radio.
The dominant power.
Dominated.
To dominate.
Dominate
all comers.
Here's to another 15.
Charlie was officially challenged to a wrestling match with a girl. Nick, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Nick.
Hey, yes, I want to... It's Charlie, correct?
Yes.
So I do want to agree with him on the wrestling. I do, or the cheerleading. I kind of think it's pointless. I mean, I'm into like RC Hobbing and stuff like that, and I know it's not going to get anywhere, but I agree with her that he's going to lose, especially with her knowing how to wrestle. And I want to see if he wants to make a bet until he's so confident he's going to win against her.
All right, Charlie, would you take a bet with Nick?
I don't know, Nick. I don't know if he'd pay, so...
I will pay. Like, we can do, like, a share PayPal. Like,
yeah, just send me Nick, just send me $100, and then if I lose,
send
I'll
it
give
to
you...
me. I'll hold it in escrow,
I'll give it to me, and then I'll give it back to you if I lose, okay? Cool, Nick?
Yeah, I could definitely do that.
Yeah, just send it to me.
I don't know if I would trust that, Nick. Put it in escrow, $100. Send it to me, Charlie. I'll take $100 from you, and I'll hold on to it until after the bet. Does that work for you, Charlie?
You give him $100.
I'm not going to give that guy $100.
No, give Rover $100.
No, absolutely not.
You're not that confident you're going to win this wrestling match?
I've never wrestled before, but I don't think it would be that hard to beat a girl that's 30 pounds less than me. I mean, that's why they have weight classes. A guy, no, I don't think I could beat, but a girl, yeah.
She went to state twice and won, I think.
So why'd she drop out if she's so good? Why did she become a cheerleader? Why didn't she just keep wrestling?
Well, I think she did both.
And it sounds like she quit one and then started cheerleading.
Megan in Dayton, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Megan.
Good morning.
Hi.
So Charlie thinks that people go to college to get cheerleading degrees?
No.
Okay. Well, so as a cheerleader, you have to, like, be really good at it. So then whenever you go to college on a scholarship, then you can study whatever you want and be whatever you want.
That's right.
So
we're getting doctors and scientists out of cheerleaders.
I see that a lot. Yeah,
Charlie,
a lot
they're getting
cheerleaders. Yeah.
Why not? They're at school on a scholarship, Charlie.
Because of the amount of practice, like you guys are saying, it's a lot of work. I don't think you'd be able to put that much time towards school. Just like the football players, when they get their scholarship, do they really get same degree somebody that's not spending a lot of time in football?
Happen to be communications majors, but that could all just be
That's all I'm saying. Getting a free ride is great, but I just don't know if it's going to be, if you're really putting that much time towards your school, or you're wasting a bunch of time jumping up and down.
I mean, how much time Like, people have jobs in college. People, like, are in class. So, I mean, being a cheerleader isn't much different than doing anything else.
All right, Megan, thank you. Charlie's just, he's just jealous that...
Of what?
You're just jealous that some people have skills at various things and you don't. You want everyone to have to...
I've tons of skills.
Stoop to the low level and include everyone, like this cheerleader thing that where they said, all right, everyone can be a cheerleader. We're not going to have just 10 girls on the cheerleading team because we want to be more inclusive. Joe, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Then we'll move on. Go ahead, Joe.
Good morning, Rover, COI.
Arbe.
All right, yeah. First, quick shout out to Sullivan Design Boys. Anyway, little Susie didn't get the on the cheerleading squad, so everybody can be. So now what? The choir, you can't hold a note in a bucket, but you demand a solo because you feel left out, and what the drama club, you can't act to save your life, but, you're allowed to take the leading role. Now, where's it going to stop, Rover?
That's a good question. Charlie, if you can't sing, should everyone be allowed in the school choir? If you can't play an instrument, should everyone be allowed in the school band? Because, I want to be in band, but
this may
sure,
surprise
I can't play
you.
An instrument.
This may surprise you here, but sure, because I don't give a crap about choir. Also, equally, pretty much a waste of time. So, if I would never... waste my time in most of these things, so I don't care if they're getting ruined. Like, because choir is not something I would never go to the school.
This just means that.
But I would never go to it.
You just don't have the skills in any of these things, and therefore you are dismissive of them. And you believe that
No. You're missing the part where you think that I want to be like good at choir. No, I would never. Whether I'm good or not, I would never attend a school choir in my entire life, and I never did. Unless for some reason I was forced to go, I would never go to it. So you can include every single person in the school.
So if you're not interested in it, why do you care if they have certain standards to join?
Maybe some kid wants to waste his time singing songs or whatever in choir. Go for it. Be my guest. I don't care. I don't care if you're in the school band. I'll never go watch the school band. I'm sorry. I just had zero interest. As soon as school was over, I wanted to not be around there. So I would never attend in a school event,
well,
other than maybe a dance to try to, hook up with some babes. But that, other than that, I'm not going to go. I'm not going to go to choir. I'm not going to go see the band perform. I'm not going to go see the cheerleading squad perform. I'm probably not going to go see the football team play. I don't care. You can add every single person to every one of those, and that's fine by me. I don't.
Nads, did you get that girl's info?
Yeah, I emailed it over to you.
Okay, good. I'm looking forward. I really hope we can set up a wrestling match between that girl and Charlie. I'd love to see it. It would be very entertaining. Dieter, who do you predict would win that?
No, the girl, without a doubt. She went to state twice. All the training she has, and she's a champion, and she's muscular. Oh, without a doubt, the girl's going to win.
Well, how long ago did she wrestle?
I don't know her age.
Did she give a
That is a good question. I don't know how old she was, but she didn't sound too old, so it was probably just a few years
Rover,
ago.
You used to wrestle, right?
Yeah.
I mean, is it a skill that you still have, do you think? Or does it go away pretty quickly?
No. I mean, you remember stuff. I mean, I think someone who wrestled as opposed to someone who doesn't wrestle, you'll remember that for the rest of your life, probably, how to do certain things. But that doesn't mean that you physically are able to
still jump back into those. Yeah.
But the moves, it's like riding a bike.
Technique. Single leg takedown, double leg, all that kind of crap. Yeah,
it's just the conditioning. might be off.
No, I just
but I would say Dieter that if you had two guys that are exactly the same conditioning, one of them used to wrestle, one of them didn't. The guy who used to wrestle is going to have a serious advantage in that case.
Of course, if conditioning is thrown out the window, but that conditioning I think is really important.
Sure, but it is also important, male versus female. I mean, just the fact of the matter, men are
stronger
than women in most cases. Maybe especially not in Charlie versus Aubrey, but so there's a lot to overcome for a girl to wrestle Charlie and win. I guess I'd have to see her. I'd have to see how big she is. What'd she say, 145?
Yeah, have her send some pics.
So, Charlie, you're 170, you said?
Yeah.
So, 25-pound difference. Charlie's probably quite a bit taller than her. I'm just guessing. How tall are you, Charlie?
5'9" and a half.
5'9" and 3/4.
170 pure muscle.
Someone did tell me that they thought Charlie might secretly be trying to lift or work out. Because his arms look bigger. Are you doing any sort of physical training, Charlie?
Yeah. curls for the girls.
Curls, yeah.
I take that as a no.
Who saw my arms and made that accusation?
It was probably like maybe it was like a weird camera angle or something.
Are you sure that person wasn't being sarcastic and you misread it?
Maybe I'll have to go back and look. Maybe they were being sarcastic, but that was a question that I got. Someone thought maybe you were.
No, maybe I should hit the gym. I might, you know, maybe for the summer. I wanted to start running this summer, but it's just started getting nice.
So much work. It's just.
It also sucks.
Well, the weird thing is, sucks. Like when it comes to running, you're like, I can't wait for winter to be over. I'll get out there and I'll run or jog or something. And then when the weather changes, then you go, it's too hot. I mean, I could really only do it at like 5 o'clock in the morning or 8 o'clock at night. You can't do that in the middle of the day. It's just not can. It's not. It's
too early in the morning. Like it's too early. We wake up so early, and then 5 o'clock rush hour. So you don't want to be out in the streets running then. So yeah, there's a lot of excuses you can make.
I did tell B2. I don't think I'm going to start jogging or running or anything. But I did tell B2 a couple of days ago. I go, I've got to. When we get back home, I cannot just keep eating like I'm just shoveling stuff into my mouth. I just cannot keep this up. There was a scale in the hotel room in Miami, and I weighed 198 pounds on that scale. When we left, I think I weighed.
Oh, is this it?
Over two?
No. I'm saying when we left for this trip because.
Oh, okay.
I've been on the road for. I don't know, 10, 11 days now or whatever. When I left, I think I weighed like 192. So I've gained six pounds. I mean, I'm gaining half a pound a day, basically. Like, I can't keep that up. It's just, I got to do something, you know? So that will be my goal for when I return to maybe get Charlie, I'll give you a run for your money. Maybe I'll get down to 170, you know? That would be the day, right?
Yeah.
Jeez. All right, let me take a quick break. If you are listening to us on a station that carries the show only until 10 a.m., you can continue listening or watching live. I guess you can't watch today. Snitz is out. He's getting his skin cancer treatment. I forget what they call that. What is this?
Basal cell.
Mohs.
Oh, the Mohs treatment, yeah.
Treatment.
They kind of shave off the little scab thing he has over and over again and keep testing it until they get past the skin cancer.
Right. So he's having that done today. So there's no RMGTV. I have been getting emails from people saying RMGTV isn't working. It's working. It's just we're not on RMGTV today because Snitz has to get cancer treatment. And I'm in New York yesterday. We tried getting a camera webcam going in here that we could add into the production, and the audio doesn't sync up with the video, and, you know, it is, what are you going to do? But he took the day off in order to have this procedure done, so we'll see. He's going to be back tomorrow, though, right?
Hopefully, if it's not bad.
He said he plans on being here tomorrow.
I don't know how bad it is, but how deep they go, how big of an area of the face they scrape off. I have no idea, but I guess he'll be in tomorrow, so we'll be able to check in with him, see how the procedure went. So if you are listening to us on a station that only carries the show until 10 a.m., you can continue listening live at roverradio.com or with the Rover Radio app. For everyone else, we'll be right back after this. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory.
This up.
Three DUIs and one felony drug conviction later, he's finally off probation.
Charges dismissed.
Watch out, world. No, seriously, watch out for this guy.
I go, like, blind. This adrenaline's pumping. I'm just...
Now back to Rover's Morning Glory.
Dumb things that kids are doing is these challenges. We've had the Tide Pod challenge. We've had, what other ones have we had?
Well, I mean, it goes all the way back to planking. Like,
yeah, but that's not real destructive. Oh, okay. Planking.
There was
condom.
To snort the condom.
Snort the condom up the nose and pull it out the mouth challenge.
Well, we did the banana Sprite challenge was similar.
Okay.
That was a kid's challenge. They're just drinking a 2 liter of Sprite and then eating a bunch of bananas till you barf.
There's remember the salt and ice? Wasn't it salt and ice or something like that?
Yeah. Where
you put, I think, what do? You put salt on your skin and then hold an ice cube to
it? Right, yeah, and this burns it.
Yep. Well, there's a new one called the deodorant challenge. This is where you take a can of deodorant and you just spray it right on your arm. Just like that. And apparently, I'm looking at a photo of this. I know we don't have RMG TV going on right now, but this girl who did this has a huge burn on her arm. This is a 15-year-old girl that has turned all yellow and pussy and stuff is oozing out of this. And her mother posted this online warning, other parents, don't let your kids do this. I just don't understand. We used to do dumb stuff as kids. Don't get me wrong. Lots of dumb stuff, as a matter of fact. I don't remember ever doing anything just like specifically so stupid where you're trying to cause a scar on your body or something like that. I mean, is it just me or
I think it's just
getting more popular because of social media, or have kids always been this dumb? We just didn't know it because we didn't see it.
I remember, we would do super dumb stuff, like the pass out game, which what's it even doing?
Could
to your
kill
body?
You.
Yes.
Yeah.
We do that all the time. I remember we would, we'd play with gasoline a lot growing up. And like, I remember one time, my buddy was like, he was laying on a picnic table. We covered him in a wet blanket and then we put another blanket on top of it and sprinkled gas on him and lit him on fire.
He volunteered to do this.
Oh, yeah, it's his suggestion. It was funny as hell. But it was like, afterwards you realize how dumb it was because we didn't have a hose ready. There was no, we just assumed the wet blanket would be enough to put him out. Luckily, nothing happened.
Did you do
any
testing beforehand to test this theory?
No. I also remember we'd take a 2 liter. I mean, if you put baking soda and vinegar inside the 2 liter and shake it up, it'd get super tight. And we would throw it on the ground and it would shoot off like a rocket, okay? And that, I mean, that was it. And that wasn't enough. That was fun for like a day or two until we said, why don't we put vinegar, baking soda, and gasoline inside of it again to make that. And then we'll throw it not just on the ground, but we'll throw it on the ground into I made a little puddle of gas. We lit that on fire in the driveway. Threw this 2 liter into it. So what it did was it would hit the ground, shoot off like a rocket, but behind it now it's flaming gasoline like a meteor through the sky, like a comet through the sky, raining down gas. And also you can't control which direction it goes.
So could come right at you.
Oh, you'd be covered in flaming gasoline. And that's something we would do. Or it could go, I mean, I'm doing it in my mom's front yard in the driveway. If it went, the wrong way, it would just light, it would actually be sprinkling down gasoline on fire onto the house, and we would have just burned down the house. I mean, actually just burned down the house immediately. So, yeah, we would do really dumb things. I remember walking on fire, walking through fires. Sure. I remember one guy took a hammer, we put it into the fire. And then we branded his ass cheek with a hammer. Yeah, it's just, I think to this day, he probably still has a big, what looks like a hammer.
Okay, so you and your friends were this dumb back in the day.
Oh, deodorant challenge, we would have totally tried in a second.
This girl might have to get skin grafts because of this. Her mom posted this on Facebook and said, for any parents who have children, please, please, please sit them down, show them these pictures. These are the damaging results of something known as the deodorant challenge, which is currently doing the rounds. It involves spraying deodorant on someone for as long as possible. It's that simple, and it results in severe burns. The pictures below are that of my daughter's arm 3 weeks after, which may still yet require a skin graft. So she might have to get a skin graft for this. It's leaking all sorts of yellow pus and disgustingness out of her arm. What is it that causes that?
That's what I was about to ask you. Is it just the coldness?
Like if you use an aerosol spray, it has that coldness. I don't know if that is...
That's got to be it. And the
CFCs in there, what it is that makes it cold like that. But because I wouldn't think... And how far away are you when you're spraying the deodorant? Are you...
Oh, half an inch.
Is it right next to the skin? Is it 6 inches away? How close is it?
It's got to be like half an inch, right? It's got to be right on. If it was 6 inches away, it wouldn't do that because you would get burns on your armpits.
Yeah, but you're not using a whole can of deodorant, though.
Yeah, have you ever used a lot of it before? Like you're going on a big date, you're like, man, I don't want to smell. So you put a crap load on your armpits, still doesn't burn it.
Yeah, I guess it must be right up close to the... I thought when I first saw this that it was going to be... we used to, when I was a kid, you would take a can of something like a deodorant or hairspray or something, and you would put a lighter in front of it turn it into a flamethrower.
That was cool.
I thought, wow, is someone doing that to their arm? I didn't know just straight up spraying a stream of deodorant would do that without it being on fire. But
did it immediately burn her, or did this happen like a day or two later from the effects? Or as she's doing it, her skin's like kind of melting away?
I think that, I don't know. It doesn't say. It doesn't say in this article. I'm guessing it probably pops up pretty quickly.
Oh, okay.
She says in this post, other children have asked what's wrong with her arm, but they have also had it done and show their scars. And apparently this is making the rounds now, the deodorant challenge. So kids, don't do that. That sounds pretty stupid. I would do dumb stuff, but I would sort of draw the line at anything I thought might maim me for the rest of my life. You know what I mean? I wouldn't want scars.
You ever been to a party and there's a campfire and everybody's jumping over that thing and hopping in it? Yeah. I remember doing that all the time. You put one foot on the log and jump, and when the log would move, people would be doing the splits, almost getting burned.
Yes. Burns are the worst. I remember one guy did it, and he melted... I forget what body part. No. Like an actual part of his skin, like if it was his hands or whatever, melted off a little bit. And I don't even think he went to the hospital. I just remember the girls were like, oh my God, oh, look at that. And I think he was like, no, I'm okay. I'm sure he probably went to the hospital later, but kids are dumb. But yeah, we would do that with fires and stuff. And I was always the guy who was like, that's good. You guys keep running through the fire.
Oh,
and
really?
Over the fire. Yeah, I wouldn't. I was always a worst case scenario kind of guy.
Rover's like, I'll do it last. Yeah. You guys go and then you just sneak out.
I wouldn't even pretend like I was going to do that. I don't want to put scars on my body over something.
I remember
stupid
a kid
like
stripping down full nude, streaking, and then there was a big campfire, and then there's a piece of plywood on top of it, and he just jumped on it full nude and was riding like a surfboard for like
30 seconds. It was one of the coolest things I've ever seen. And, like, that's, yeah, that's what we did all the time.
He's a legend, even yeah. still.
The naked surfer on the fire.
I've had a lot of injuries, but burns are the worst. I had a, in college, I was getting this hot pocket. It was called a big slice. It's like a piece of pizza, like in a triangle shape. And I was getting it out of the microwave with my hands, and molten cheese just fell out the back of it, covered my hand, and I'm screaming, and my girlfriend's there at the time, and I'm like running it under cold water, and I'm in so much pain, but it only just looked red, and so she's calling me such a pussy, and I feel like an idiot, because like nothing's on my hands. The next day I woke up and my hands looked like that girl's arm, like my
fingers.
Oh,
bubbled up?
Oh, all bubbled up.
And did your girlfriend apologize to you after the fact and say, oh, I'm so sorry, I didn't know it was that bad?
Yeah, she had to. It looked so gross. It was second-degree burns I had all over my hands.
Nads actually secretly just took a lighter and burnt his hands up while after the girl fell asleep so he gets sympathy.
And Oxycontin.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, anyway, that's the latest challenge, the deodorant challenge, so... If anyone wants to try that out, Dieter, Charlie, anyone, if you'd like to try this,
he just raised his hand, Rover.
Okay, I'm not there, so I can't see it.
Yeah, I see it.
All right, so Nads is volunteering for the deodorant challenge.
Yeah, I'll do it. I don't care.
All right. Well, you do have a scar. Don't you have a scar on your arm from something you did on the show?
Yeah, Charlie and I put lit cigarettes out on our arms, and he still has one, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, like this dumb stuff we talk about. Like, remember when you did this as a kid? I still do things.
You're
like
actually
this.
Still doing it as an adult.
We put our arms together and we just dropped a cigarette in between, and the game was whoever pulls away first wins. We both just kept our arms together, and then the cigarette just eventually went out. Yeah, I still have a scar. That was like 2 or 3 years ago. It's not going.
Do you think that will never go away?
No.
That's part of it.
I had a buddy used to put cigars out on his arm, and he still had. Yeah, when we get drunk.
Why?
Because to impress the girls. You were like, how can we get these girls to like, you know.
I'll pretend I'm an ashtray.
Yeah, so he's like, who wants to put a cigar out? Or he's like, give me your cigar. We were all smoking these big fat cigars. He's like, give it to me. He started putting it out on his forearm. And to this day, it's been 10 years, 15 years. He still has a quarter size hole in his forearm.
Charlie, did you at one point try to breathe fire at someone's 4th of July party with gasoline?
I don't think I have a friend that does that frequently. I don't know if I've ever done it. And I have a friend that's done it tons of times. I don't know if he does, you know, he does do gasoline. I haven't seen him do it in like 5 or 6 years. I don't think it was me, but I was probably with that guy. I'm with him a lot, so wouldn't be surprised if it was him.
Yeah, this guy says that he remembers you trying to do this, breathing fire at one of his 4th of July parties.
How do you try to do it? Like, I think if you tried and failed, I'd be really burned up. So, no.
That's another thing I never tried. Like, I'd see people do that with alcohol. You know, you pour the alcohol into your mouth, spit it out, light it.
You made me do it in Jamaica. Do you remember that?
You did?
No.
Yes.
We don't even remember
it. You put it in the calendar, wherever that year was. The back of the photo is I have a lighter and I have 151 or that lion. Remember that stuff we were drinking? Yeah. It was so damn strong.
Yes.
It was something called lion stuff. And I was drinking it and spraying it out over the lighter. And you guys were like, keep doing it, keep doing it. Finally, it lit on and it just came back right to my lips. I thought I was going to burn my whole face off and it didn't catch on. And I'm like, oh my God.
I wonder why they never asked us back to that place.
Yeah, I wonder why.
They immediately, after we were in Jamaica, the whole show went down there. They immediately complained, like right after the broadcast, they were like, we can never have these people back ever again.
Yeah,
they
we're talking
hated
about
us.
How we tried to buy weed and everything. Yeah, everything.
Everyone else was like, hey, it's cool, 105.5. We're here in sunny Jamaica. What a great place.
And then we're all sitting next to each other, let's not forget. And then, so they're all doing their normal shows, and then Dieter's spitting out flames out of his mouth, and we're talking
jumping
about
off the roof into the pool and all of that. Yeah. There was something else that happened too. I forget what it was, but some sort of fight or some sort of something went on there that they were not happy about. Anyhow, all right. Listen, I will be back in the main studio tomorrow, so we will have all of us. I think Doogie will still be out tomorrow, but we'll all be back together again for the first time in. A week and a half. And then Monday, Doogie should be back live on the show, which will be the first time in 2 weeks that all of us were all together. So let me take a quick break. When I come back, we will wrap everything up. We'll tell you what is coming up on The Aftermath on RMG Plus. And if you're not a Plus subscriber, sign up right now at roverradio.com so you can watch or listen live. But we'll be back. We'll give some stuff away. We'll tell you what's coming up on The Aftermath, and we'll wrap everything up right after this. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory.
Peter doesn't know the meaning of fear. But again, he doesn't know the meaning of most words.
You always say the first letter of the alphabet first.
Now back to Rover's Morning Glory.
All right, we're going to wrap everything up. We'll tell you what's coming up on The Aftermath on RMG Plus in just a few minutes. Charlie, you guys going to be able to do at least an audio-only stream of The Aftermath?
I hope so. I don't know how to work. It's all run out of Snitzer's room, but I think I should be able to get it going. I think. So, yeah, probably.
All right. That's a good question. I guess we didn't really think about that with...
Because Snitzer usually teaches me, like, if he's out, then he would be teaching me. But since Doogie's out, I had to run the board in here, so we didn't do RMG TV, so I don't... Everything's always changing there, so I don't know exactly how to do it, but I think I should be able to get it going.
All right. Well, hopefully we'll be able to get The Aftermath going, an audio-only version, because Snitz is out today. I'll call you after the show, Charlie. I'll try and walk you through that. I think you should be able to do it. What do you guys have coming up on The Aftermath, if everything works?
We're going to talk about my dispute I have with Uber right now over some grass clippings. Is cheerleading a waste of time? And we'll talk about the deodorant challenge. All that and more coming up on The Aftermath.
All right. If you are not a subscriber of RMG Plus, sign up now at roverradio.com. So hopefully you can listen live as these guys continue with The Aftermath in just a few minutes. What do we have to give away this morning?
We got a $50 gift card to Pro Flowers, Rover. Caller 30 right now. You win $50 bucks. You have to come down to the station, though, to get it.
they really are
stickers.
Are pounding that in there. All right,
Everybody else, though, can go to proflowers.com and use my code Dieter to get flowers for $20.
Am I the only one that's crazy on this gift card thing? Doesn't it seem like if it's an actual gift card?
Nads is the one saying
they have to come down.
I don't know how it works, but promotions talked to me yesterday because I was saying, let's save them the trip. And they said, that's not how it works. So I'm just following instructions.
It's a $50 gift card. It's not like they're winning a new car or something. You know, it's a gift card. Just give them the code over the phone and let them use it.
But they have to sign the waiver or whatever.
What waiver?
To win a prize, Rover, you have to sign something, I guess. And my bar crawl is Saturday with Jeffrey, 7 o'clock, Anderson's, Men Are on the Lake, and then we're going to downtown Willoughby for Garage Bar and Frank and Tony's. So be
would
there.
Dieter be doing this bar crawl if Jeffrey weren't going with him, do you guys think?
I don't...
Yeah, Rover, I was already set up.
Is this Jeffrey's bar crawl?
No, it's mine. Yeah. It's my bar crawl, and then I said, Jeffrey, if you want to come, jump on board, and then we were giving, you know.
What is it with Dieter and Jeffrey? Dieter can go nowhere without Jeffrey now.
Oh, I love it.
And I thought Rover. It was the other way around, that Jeffrey's actually fine on his own. It's Dieter who can't function without Jeffrey.
That's right. It's very strange.
I can't order food. I can't order an Uber. He's almost like my dad.
It's just weird, Dieter, that you've become almost dependent on Jeffrey for his company.
Rover, he's my best friend. I mean, I have no other friends left but Jeffrey. Okay. And that's when I have the most fun. Rover, this past trip, that might have been the most fun I've ever had on a bus trip.
Why? What did you guys do?
Oh, my God.
The movie lines?
Some of the best movie lines. We were doing Full Metal Jacket.
Let's hear how
classic
did we go?
Ones. Well, I need him here.
Okay.
But then every day going to two concerts. I mean, all the beer drinking, you know, we're going out to diners, to lunch. I mean, it was...
Who's paying?
But it's the same conversation over and over and over.
And it never ends. Like, people don't understand that. I remember we were walking back in Savannah. We're walking back to the bus from... We just all ate dinner together. and you guys kind of went behind us.
Right.
And I could just hear nonstop the same conversation I've heard like 150 times.
Oh, it's the
just
same line. Back.
Is it movie lines or is it stuff about wrestling or airplanes?
No, no, it's 90% movie lines where they just go, do you remember this part in this movie? And it's only the same like four movies. It's right. Necessary Roughness.
House Party.
House Party, yeah. That's what we got back on in Savannah. It was, they basically quoted the entire movie. Like, Jeffrey would say a line and the Dieter would say, but do you remember this part when he was taking a dump? And then Jeffrey would do the line and the Dieter would do the line. And it was just... It doesn't stop. I don't know how you don't get worn down.
Oh, no.
No.
It's the same line. One day we did the same line over and over. I would start it, and then we'd change it up. He would start it, and mm-hmm. we'd just go back and forth 100 times.
And they keep asking, do you remember? And it's like, you've already done this.
In fact, you just did it 45 seconds ago.
But we forget.
What line was this, the one you did all day?
Oh, the, woo-wee, look at that, Sarge. They're putting a bloody shield on the team. And then he goes... We're going to be a laughingstock of college football. And then I say, what do you think we are now?
Okay.
So we would do those three lines back and forth 100 times.
And literally 100 times.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's
just
it's,
taking turns who starts it and seeing if anybody, the whole point is to see if anybody else.
It's like you're in a weird time loop or something where like you can't
get
out.
What is the point of it?
To see if any like hot girls are like, oh, I know that line.
Right. Oh, any hot girls that are going to remember that. What movie is it?
Well, that's Necessary Roughness, the greatest football movie of all time, Rover.
Yeah. Better than Rudy?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this thing. Cause this is like this is the greatest football comedy of all time.
Not greatest football movie, the greatest football comedy.
Charlie. It's a classic. So we did that.
And
we do
Chicks
House Party.
Love it. Yeah.
Full Metal Jacket. And what else? Shawshank Redemption.
Have you ever thought about maybe if the whole point of this is doing it to see if hot girls overhear this and go, yeah, I know that movie line, which seems like the worst pickup line of all time. But have you ever thought about maybe expanding the catalog of films you're doing
like
lines
the Notebook.
From?
That wouldn't that be cool? That'd be pretty like that'd turn chicks on if you're quoting The Notebook back and forth.
Jeffrey doesn't know any movies past the 90s. We do the movie review. He forgets it. The next day, it's only movies in the 80s he can remember word for word, which is it's so amazing to me.
Mm-hmm.
So he'll be in tomorrow. We can
it gets
do
uncomfortable
you.
When you guys start doing House Party, because Jeffrey starts going in like an African-American sort of accent.
Oh, yeah.
And loudly in the middle of Georgia, and it's uncomfortable sometimes. And that's when we start walking ahead of you guys.
Talking about Netflix shows and Hulu. And
at least it's different. It's a different, every time I talk with Snitzer, it's a different conversation. It's not, we
it's
don't repeat.
It's the same TV show. Did you see that TV show last night? What's it called? Orange is the New Black. Oh, yeah, that was great. Did you see episode two?
I'm amazed at how much free time these guys have. Like, the amount of TV watching that the two of them are doing, Snitzer and Charlie, is mind-boggling. Like, it's unbelievable how they're able to watch literally everything. Everything that is on Netflix and Hulu and all this garbage.
Never watch Orange is the New Black. I don't watch everything. I watch one show at a time. I just watch one thing at a time. I don't. I'll pick a show and then I'll just watch it. And then if I sit down, that's what I watch.
I mean, I think there's a lot to watch. I mean, if you were to track how many hours per day you're watching stuff, I think it's
when I'm eating lunch or eating dinner and when I'm going to sleep. I mean, that's when I'm watching it. What do you're watching CNN or whatever? I just put on, if I'm watching The Office, I'll just start at the beginning. I'll just start watching The Office from beginning to end. If I'm sitting down, I just go on to the next episode and just pause it when I'm done. I think it's a normal amount. I just don't watch, things when they come out, I guess is what my point is. So it's all better than repeating the same movie line.
No, I disagree. People love it.
All right. We have to wrap everything up. The aftermath will start on RMG Plus in just a few minutes. So hopefully if they get everything working properly, we will be back live tomorrow morning from the main studio. Everyone or almost everyone except for Doogie together at last. Have a great day. We'll talk to you tomorrow. It's Rover's Morning Glory. Bye.
Yes, yes.
Rover's Morning Glory.